InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The FBI and DOJ under orders from Obama, then Biden, to get me off the air. And we have all the documents where they funded illegally. We have all the proof. We sued them. We deposed them. I spent millions deposing them all, getting all their emails, top law firms. And then the Justice Department gets the information and Ed Martin goes after him and says, preserve your records. I want to talk to you. And then Todd Blanche comes in and says, I'll fire you, Ed Martin. Shut the son of a bitch down right now. Ed Martin needs to be the deputy attorney general. And he didn't say that. Okay, I have other DOJ sources that tell me what goes on, but this is the reality.
And could they do that? I mean, because like in the end, I don't think you should use government to make your friends rich or give them special favors. But if you can't deliver justice to people who are on your side, you know, you're not doing it right. And it's really dispiriting and a little weird, to be honest. Well,
all right, so about an hour and a half ago, the Supreme Court of the United States, at the third hurdle, when the justices themselves looked at our appeal, that's 100% cut and dry, bulletproof, just on its face, everything that was done to myself at InfoWars is kangaroo court to an absurdist level. You think it was like, you know, dark comedy, like Dr. Strangelove or something. I mean, it's like the court scenes from Idiocracy. Just absolute insane fraud. And then everything that came out of it. And total proof, the Justice Department funding it, running it all. And the Supreme Court, yeah, you know what? We're just going to let that stand, that judges can default you, find you liable, then have a show trial produced by HBO, and then demand billions of dollars that never existed. But that's okay, because in the court of public opinion, they have been completely convicted. Now, what happened to Mike Lindell recently, just in the last few weeks? Oh, same headline. Same headlines. Judge finds Mike Lindell guilty for billions. Judge finds him. Oh, because the judges said it's obvious you're guilty. Not, oh, you didn't give us discovery. That's what they did with me and made that up. No, you're just guilty. Look at this. Judge rules Lindell defame voting machine company. Isn't that interesting? Judge rules Mike Lindell defame voting machine company for $1.5 billion. Well, and then the judge says you're guilty for $1.5 billion, and the jury goes, $1.5 billion. Where have I seen that before? I know someone that they did the same thing to. And then it wasn't enough for the literal thoroughbred ambulance chasers. They said to their puppet judge, we want $2.67 trillion. The GDP of India, the most populous country in the world. But I got really upset right before the show because I had a lot of distractions, a lot of things going on, just a lot happening. And there was something in my mind, and I was like, why am I so angry right now? It wasn't about this ruling that I knew was coming. I told my lawyers, they said there's no way if it actually gets in front of them, they won't take it because it's just all cut and dry. Like, I didn't even say the things they said. Then we had the actual quotes versus what the judges would say I said and put the record as real. I mean, we just dynamite proof of total fraud. I said, no, they will not do it. This is political. But well, I haven't given you the big news yet. I'm sorry. I just remembered what it is why I was so angry. It's nothing to do with me. Well, wait till you hear about this. It has to do with Trump.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh, because you showed up.
You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and gear, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday to Maine and was on Tucker Carlson's broadcast transmission podcast for 2 hours yesterday. That dropped last night. And then I flew back to Austin, Texas via Maine to Michigan to Texas. And I got up this morning, slept in a little bit later, so I didn't get home to about midnight, slept in about 7 a.m., got up and said, the Supreme Court will rule against me today. Went and got a cup of coffee. And about 2 hours later, bloop, exactly what I thought happened, with no comment, because how could they comment on rejecting it? Because it made it to their desk, you know, three levels. Most stuff just gets rejected by the low-level clerks, and then the lawyers, and then the Supreme Court either takes it or doesn't take it, or they can table it, so they're going to look at it later. But no, they, obviously already know what's in it. We printed very professional, books with the pleadings in an actual book with it all there, with all the exhibits and everything else. And they just said, nope. And this is where you get real weaponization in the courts with default judgments. And they did it a few weeks ago to Mike Lindell, who joins us at the bottom of the hour. But I have news at the bottom of the next hour with a medical doctor who works high level in the administration, is the main advisor to HHS Secretary Kennedy, and is in the White House basically every day and has access to Trump's medical records and all of it. And you're going to hear huge, exclusive, here first today, whistleblowing about the state of Trump's health and what Trump is taking and what Trump is doing. And this is being done because behind the scenes, he doesn't care if he gets fired. Dr. Malhotra. He doesn't care. The vax killed his dad, who was a famous cardiologist in England. And he's an esteemed doctor and scientist. And he's been up there really doing a great job at HHS. And he's going to be joining us to tell you what's going on with Trump. But Trump, they're trying to kill Trump. And this is directly from physicians that are in there. And wait till you hear this. And this is done from a place of love to President Trump. Boy, do we need him. He's certainly not perfect. He could be doing better in some ways, but he's He's doing a great job on so many fronts, and God spared his life for this. And the medications they've got him on will absolutely eat his brain and his heart and is a recipe for death. And this is from a administration doctor. I mean, that's in there. And he's going to call out Trump's doctor. And it's going to be hardcore. So I was in there writing the headline about 5 minutes for the show, and I'm like, what is it I'm forgetting? What is the thing? Because I just got this information last night. He just can't wait anymore. He said it's too dire. It is causing health problems for the president. Trump did take the Pfizer shot for real again. Totally crazy. He just believes whatever his physicians tell him. Trump is very naive in ways. So we need to understand that. Everybody needs to tune in and join us for this information, because we're going to blow this wide open. And there you can see it's just now breaking as we speak. He told me it would be breaking right as the show started, but he would give us the first exclusive interview. RFK Jr. advisor has shock theory for Trump's dementia and cankles. And again, he doesn't have dementia yet, but people that are around him can see the change when they put him on these drugs. And I'm getting my dad off of them right now, because he's had open heart aorta surgery. And I get, you can argue you need some of these really strong blood pressure things while it heals and beta blockers and stuff. But I mean, my dad's like, a zombie on these. He's about to be able to be off of them, because it'll be 2 months after the surgery. They've already tapered off a lot of them. He's like already coming back. But I mean, they got stuff. The same crap they're giving Trump is just really bad. And most people can't function when they're on this much stuff. So, and it's known. They know what they're giving Trump is uber bad. And the statins they've got him on are super strong. They literally destroy your brain cells. So you're going to hear what Trump's on. This is major whistleblowing. And it's not a theory like the idiots over at the Daily Beast said. So there you go. I mean, I was all into that, researching that. And then I get up here to the office and, hey, the Supreme Court says, yeah, the lower courts can just default anybody they want. Judges are now king. They can just find you guilty, have a show trial and tell a jury that you've got all this money and not even show any evidence of it, and then make it non-dischargeable so that you could never even pay it back, so you can be hunted because they don't want money, because they already raised $300 million off my name saying I'm persecuting them, literally, and their charities, and $74 million from Remington. And I mean, just, their poor dead children are just giant ATMs for the anti-gun lobby and now anti-free speech lobby. They're literally trees that grow money. They're very sad how they farm those dead children that Adam Lanza killed, but nobody knows Adam Lanza's name. They know mine. It's all just PR. Did absolutely nothing to these people. Doesn't matter. And in the court of public opinion, the public knows the truth. So all this lawfare, all this stuff they're doing, and then now Obama's talking about lawfare and the dangers of Trump and the vicious weaponization of the Justice Department. The Justice Department is like a toothless tiger or something. It's been defanged. It's been declawed. And basically, I mean, it kind of gum you to death, maybe break a leg or something. But I mean, that's how I describe the Justice Department, as a drooling, toothless tiger. And man, if it just had a couple teeth, it could do some real damage to the globalists. But globalists are like giant swarms of flesh-eating locusts, or schools of demonic piranhas that have been given a large dose of PCP and methamphetamine. So that's what we're dealing with. But it's okay because all over the world, the trends are accelerating to people waking up to this garbage. And you got Letitia James out being very defiant and very angry. It's totally open and shut, all of her incredible mortgage fraud. I got into a lot of that with Tucker. We talked about the Antichrist AI. It was a good interview. But we have that medical doctor insider from the administration, the main advisor to HHS, joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. I have Mike Lindell on because he just got defaulted by a judge for $1.5 billion. And, of course, Mike's never had anywhere near $50 million in the bank himself. But now the judge will say to a jury that where you're guilty. They'll put on all this fake stuff. It's how they run it. They'll probably have HBO or somebody there producing it. They'll make a documentary about it. And it'll all be deception and lies, and that's what they do. And then they'll close the factories in Minnesota and throw the thousands of employees on the street. Because the judge ruled, even though that Mike doesn't own his company, it's a corporation and foundation, that, well, we're also going to hold your other company, MyPillow. Not just Mike Lindell, the man. We're going to hold all your companies liable, and we're going to shut them down. Because we want to put Americans on the street. That's their mission. It's always their mission. But I've already seen some of the newscasts. Jones found guilty for attacking the families of dead children. No, there's 20 families, only 5 sued. They're the ones that run the foundations and raise all the money. Most parents don't go around doing that decades later, breaking in hundreds of millions of dollars and huge salaries like these NGOs do, the Democrats control. And they go, the families. You mean the Democrats, the NGOs, the not-for-profits? With Bloomberg financing The Onion to then misrepresent who we are, trying to get our name. That's the best part about when they censor you, is they then go around and pretend to be you. That's what The Onion's doing now. They're going around defaming Charlie Kirk, putting out fake quotes of him. And others do this to him, too. He said stone all the gays and said no such thing. Said black women are dumb. Never said anything like that. It's totally not true. It doesn't matter, though. They just say it. Man, if you say it enough, they're still dumb people will still believe it. Not only did I never pee on any kids' graves, nobody did. We asked them, even in the show trial, they let us have a question. So who came to your house? Who did the thing to the grave? I don't know. I heard it from somebody. Well, who told you? I don't know. Anybody at InfoWars ever say your name? Nope. You ever talk about you? Nope. First time I ever heard of most of these people was when they sued me. Don't know who they are. Never said their name. Never saw them. But see, it doesn't matter because they can play victim and the FBI agent, the hero. What does that even mean? Never even knew who he was. But he got a phone call once to see if he was a real person by a local reporter. And so because of that, $1.5 million or whatever, and $130 million for him, it's absurdist. But by the way, if you're a new viewer and you don't believe me, just type into the search engine. Alex Jones, it's $2.76 trillion. I'm sorry. You'll have the Bloomberg headline. Sandy Hook families seek $2.75 trillion from Alex Jones. And again, you'll see the headline. Oh, $965 million. They upped it to 1.4 or something and then... And then the appeals court knocked off $300 million, but by then it had gotten $400 million in interest. And people wonder why I laugh about it. And then they, with a straight face, are like, we're finally about to get our money when we close InfoWars. Oh, you mean $300,000, $400,000 of equipment? This studio's the newest. These cameras are 5 years old. They were like $3,000 or $4,000 new. You couldn't get $500 for each one of them. This desk, a couple $1,000. What, maybe this clipboard will get you something? But they play this. He's hiding the money. We're finally going to get it. You'll have a headline. They got his Ford Expedition. AP headline. They had it 2 years ago. Woo, a headline. We got a truck. An eight-year-old truck. Oh, my God, the luxury. Oh, my gosh, he's bathing in diamonds and gold and rubies all off the dead children. I made all this money off of them. Barely have even talked about these people. The Internet didn't believe it happened. I covered the phenomenon of people not believing it. People think Charlie Kirk didn't die. Are they going to get $1.5 billion? Hell, next, you know. I mean, it's wild. It's totally wild. But here's the message. You better not question official narratives. Well, good luck, because no one believes anything that the establishment says anymore, even when it's true. It's all about torturing me. It's all about harassing me. It's all about harassing my family. It's all about getting me off the air. And that's why all I ask you to do is to keep us on the air. When they come very soon, they got the receiver, was already here last week, and shut these doors. It's okay, because we'll have the Alex Jones Network that I don't own. I'll be on the same syndicated radio stations, show, bigger, better studio getting built, already have a backup. And I'll just be the news director, and they'll harass me forever, and that's fine. Because this is about perseverance. And it's about dismantling their globalist system, which we're doing. And so if I've got to go through some pain here on the front lines to do this, all I ask is that you support this operation with your prayer, your word of mouth, and financially. Because I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does. And it's keeping InfoWars on the air. And it's financed and owns the Alex Jones Network. And so when you go there and get incredible Patriot apparel, limited edition, veterans of the InfoWars, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. It's already that time of year now for the hoodies and sweaters and all the rest of it. Widest selection. You keep this transmission on the air. Because the InfoWar belongs to the people of America and the world. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important. The only variable is you. You are the variable on whether we continue to fight the globalist. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Everybody, as a pledge and as a commitment, we can cancel anytime for free. Become a VIP for $30 a month. It's just like being Amazon Prime. And then you get $40 to spend instantly in store credit, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP in the VIP club. Just click on the right-hand corner. You can also watch the shows there. And the backups are already hooked up to it, so this place can shut down tomorrow. We just don't miss a lick. Thanks for your support. We brought back the 1997 mega sale, because that's when InfoWars launched, 1997, not 1999, like Wikipedia says. We made it even better. This week only, get all hats for just $19.97. These are high-quality ones. In celebration of InfoWars going on air for the first time in 1997, premium hats are just $24.97. Plus, every dollar you spend this week gets you entered to win the Alex Jones Was Right tip jar full of 50 10-ounce or 1-ounce Spartan silver coins, the last of them. And it doesn't stop there. Shilajit gummies are now 50% off, no matter how many you buy. Energy, stamina, muscle recovery, immune support and detoxification, mood and stress reduction, cognitive and heart health, testosterone and vitality. And this is the best Shilajit out there. Get the very best methylene blue. Get the incredible spike protein detox, so critical for everybody's cardiovascular system, old and young. Ultimate Life Force is the ultimate. Of all the top best formulas that are made by scientists and so great, We talk about how scientists fuse the two top brands together. It is a horse pill. It is so good. Such a game changer. So absolutely must have to do a couple times a year. So good for you. The AlexJonesStore.com. And Ultimate Life Force, just like Nitric Boost, you know, men notice a little more, you know what, in the morning. I mean, that's how good it is for your whole body. But it does it in a natural, good way. So it's got the kitchen sink in it. If you like Nitric Boost, you're going to love Ultimate Life Force. All right. Now, here's the deal. I know this audience already knows about the lawfare and the weaponization and the attacks and all the rest of it. And you understand that. But the bigger issue here is Ed Martin tried to do his job and go after one of the clearest cases of weaponization with law firms, with Democrats, and the FBI on record with the documents, setting all this up, and then having their own agents, you know, get $130 million judgments that violates a whole bunch of laws and things on its face. And that's what Martin was basically in one of the letters that went out, others did too. And I understand he's got to work under Todd Blanche. He never said anything bad about Todd Blanche. But I have been told by a lot of other people that Todd Blanche is really, really, really bad news. And it's Trump's blind spot for people that cozy up to him. He's a Democrat. He was Trump's criminal defense lawyer. I wish Todd Blanche was good. That's not what I get told. I get told he's a big part of the logjam getting things done. So Tucker and I let him have it yesterday. You notice Ed Martin then put this out today on X. And former Congressman Matt Gaetz said, great team. Ed Martin said, good morning, America. How are you? He always, and then there he is with Todd Blanche, who's his boss. And I've known Ed 20 plus years. I didn't get anything bad about Todd Blanche from Ed Martin. I just heard it from everybody else separately everywhere I go, like Maine. And Tucker had to go too yesterday. He flew up to the White House to have dinner with J.D. Vance and Erica Kirk. And let me just tell you, J.D. Vance is super hardcore anti-New World Order and totally red-pilled. At least been listening to my show for 10 years, said that publicly. And so is Erica Kirk. And that's why they've been under so much attack. People are like, Erica Kirk is not real. She's so professional up on the stage after he died. That's what she does. They've done thousands of these events. That's what you do when you're standing up for your family. I get people that haven't experienced that or don't understand that you perform better when you're under pressure, when you're a hardcore person. I mean, I guarantee if somebody killed my family and it was political and they were having a eulogy, I'd be hardcore. And I deliver one of the best speeches ever because that's what they want. In the face of these tyrants, we got to fight harder. But the issue of Trump is a problem, his health. I have seen a decline, and I've talked about it, and it's made the news heavily. And I didn't do it to criticize the president. I did it as a warning. And now we know exactly what's wrong. They're killing him. They couldn't kill him with a bullet in Butler or in Mar-a-Lago, so now they're doing it with pills. We'll be right back. This is going to be massive, exclusive information.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app, and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We'll be right back. I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Joining us coming up in an hour. He knows what Trump's being given, and he says that it is really bad for him and could kill him, and he has seen declines, and that everybody's scared, including RFK Jr., to confront Trump with this. And he's already done it in the White House and isn't being listened to, so he's going public. Told us this last night. The articles are breaking right now. The first exclusive interview in 1 hour. Now, when I came out months ago and said I've seen a decline in Trump, and so people that I know that are close to him, the swelling ankles, the sores on the hands, the energy going down, he still has incredible energy, he still does a great job, he doesn't have dementia, I never said that, but I said he's headed for a health crisis. Now you have the top HHS doctor, physician, who's there and seeing this, saying, oh, it's bad. So this is crazy. And we've all seen what happens when loved ones we have get put on the wrong medications. And, you know, you go and get them another doctor, have an intervention, and they get better. This is very serious. And this isn't rumors like the left puts out. Trump was in great shape his first administration. And he's for his age, he's a bull.
Now, I've got Mike Lindell on for about 45 minutes, and we all know how he's been persecuted in MyPillow and his companies, and we all know how we've been persecuted the same way. And now we have the Justice Department looking into weaponization, because it was the Justice Department directing all these suits and attacks on Lindell, on myself, on Trump. It's come out. Now it's come out that Obama was in command. They released the documents today. We already knew this. We had other documents. But in command of the Russiagate, starting in 2016, when Trump won the nomination, and all the setups, and Comey, and all the things they did, and then right through until now, the lawfare, trying to put Trump in prison, all of it. And so we're glad that Letitia James has been indicted. We're glad that Comey has, and a lot more is coming, thanks to Ed Martin and other people's work, getting these log jams out of the way. But if Trump can't protect people like Mike Lindell or yours truly, what message does that send to everyone when we deliver to the Justice Department all the documents of how this was done? And it came out with Lindell as well, that the government did this to him. And the weaponization task force is supposed to go in to government and find out where the government are acting like communist commissars or Gestapo. And we now know about so much of this, directing the censorship, the lawsuits, the debanking. And so now, what happened 2 weeks ago? Todd Blanch, deputy head of the DOJ, he came out in the news and said, nope, we're not going to investigate, you know, this FBI agent that sued Alex Jones, who I never said his name, who won $130 million, who went and organized the lawsuits. You're not supposed to do that as a federal agent. That's an emoluments clause and a bunch of other stuff. So that's where we are. And so Trump had to get very upset and threaten to fire a bunch of people to get Letitia James indicted. The indictment was already there. The Comey indictments were already there. He didn't say indict him. He learned the indictments were there, and the U.S. attorneys and the prosecutors weren't doing it. So Trump said, I'm going to fire you. And they said, no, we resign. So when you see these headlines, oh, this Trump lawyer he just put in 2 weeks ago is indicting people in just weeks. It's all there. And what was done to me and Mike Lindell is all there. Now, everyone knows with these voting machines that are computers that you can hack into them. The demonstrations have been going on for decades. But not according to a federal judge. He says Mike Lindell is guilty for $1.5 million, just like they did with me. And now they're going to have a show trial where they tell the jury how guilty you are, and the jury does exactly what the judge says. That's how dumbed down the public is now in these Democrat jurisdictions. Now, people watching on YouTube with my trials are like, wait, the judge is saying he was already guilty, tells the jury he's guilty, tells the jury, and then Alex can't respond? That doesn't sound fair. But the jury pools they get are so stupid. When the judge says, okay, they're guilty over and over again, of one, and then they go, okay, well, then we're supposed to say he's guilty. No, you're not supposed to have a judge telling you somebody's guilty. Unless it's a murder trial and they've pled guilty. I mean, it's so elephant in the room. It's so absurd that I laugh about it. Except they've sued my parents into oblivion, claiming they had hidden money, which they didn't. They have hurt my crew. And they've hurt the country, so I have to remind myself, because I am pretty tough, not to make a joke out of it, that it's been very serious. But I guess it's a defense mechanism I have, you know, I'm being persecuted, that I just make it a sick joke, but it's been horrible. And when I go to the court things, literally the leftist lawyers stand there and go, eh, and I walk by this, eh, and my lawyer's like, damn, never see people act like this. I mean, it's demonic, ladies and gentlemen. These are demons, okay? People that have gone to these trials and courts in the federal courthouse, when they're there, go, God, what's up with that? They're like, hey. And they're kind of, it's like, whoa. But see, they see the goodness. These are true servants of evil. Truly people that serve the dark side. Look at the Democrat Party in general. All right, I'm going to go to Mike Lindell for the next 45 minutes. But the reason this is so big is, if they can do it to Mike Lindell, they can do it to Alex Jones, they can do it to anybody. And just like they said, Trump said the KKK are very fine people. He said the KKK are not very fine people. But they ran that headline everywhere so people believe it. And when everything was being censored, people couldn't see the clip. Once X came back and hundreds of millions of people saw that clip, the majority of Democrats said that switched over. I'm switching over. I didn't know he said the opposite. They lied to me. Exactly. I didn't do anything they even said I did, and that would have been protected under the First Amendment. Mike Lindell has a right as a citizen to challenge elections and look at things, and of course he was absolutely right. The Democrats are now saying Trump's going to cancel the 2026 election with no proof. They're saying aggressively, violently, rise up. They're celebrating murder. Leading candidates for governor in Virginia won't decry the leader in the AG race who says, I'm going to kill this Republican and his kids. I'm going to kill police. He names people he's going to kill. And the Democrats are like, that's okay to say you're going to kill people and their children. Those are good people. Oh, a Democrat jury would say, oh, that's free speech to say I'm going to kill this man and his family, which is a terroristic threat. It's not protected. But the juries always rule. They can call for killing people and say kill people. That's good. Chuckie Schumer can say we need to, you know, aggressively rise up militantly. But, oh, Mike Lindell, don't you say that people can hack computers, because everybody knows you cannot hack any computer on earth. It doesn't exist. What type of fruitcake is Mike Lindell to think, with all these experts and facts, that you can hack a computer? Everybody knows computers cannot be hacked. The judge said his ruling. He said there's no way to hack these computers, these machines. So I'm going to give him the floor. Don't pause, because I'll continue. I want you to really go for a rant here. And then I'm going to bring in Obama saying, lawfare, Trump's persecuting us. No, if anything, Trump is not defending and protecting his most ardent, stalwart supporters. And Trump, they're not trying to get us. They got to get through us to get to you. We need aid. But for now, I'll just ask the listeners and viewers, support MyPillow and support InfoWars. And whatever happens, they shut down InfoWars, support the Alex Jones Network that I won't own. Because this is a big deal. They're coming for Mike and I because we're effective and we rally the people. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. I'm going to shut up. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Well, we'll just go right to the recent stuff. Alex, you're spot on everything. Just recently, everybody, a judge in Minnesota ruled that I'm guilty. Like you just seen it there. You decide, jury. I'm guilty of defamation. Okay. Now, MyPillow, they also said, my employee-owned company, all these employees that own MyPillow, I'm just an employee. The judge also said they're guilty because of vicariously association. In other words, guilt by association. I mean, MyPillow's been the most attacked company in history. But now let me tell you, if I don't appeal this, everybody, here's the ramifications of that. Which, by the way, you can check MyPillowTrial.com. Check it out over there. Help out over there. But if I don't appeal this, which I'm going to, in one way or another, I'm going to come up with funds to do it. If I don't appeal it, here's what happens. If you're a company in this country, like MyPillow, and you got to worry about your employee on his own time questioning anything out there, especially government private contractors, but you could be sued for defamation. This is what lawfare is all about. And so you'd have to worry as an employer. It would set lawfare on fire. It's been done since, January of 21 when Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2021. That started lawfare in our country that hadn't been done at this magnitude since the 1700s. The other thing, if this would stand by this judge in Minnesota, if that would stand, You could never again question a government private contractor. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's betting, whatever it would be. If they have a government contract, you can't say, hey, I got problems with this product, or I got problems with our government. That's all I've been doing for 4.5 years. And this goes back to everybody. It goes back to these dates of January 7th and 8th of 2021. When 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed off crooked Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, if you question the election, or you question the vaccine, or if you spoke out about Jesus Christ, you were deplatformed. That was the day they tried to take our voice forever. Our voice was like a little dot, but we didn't give up then. Alex, myself, many other people did not give up. We kept hollering. We got problems. We got problems. There's problems. And we kept our voice alive. Well, what did they do then to silence us? MyPillow was deplatformed off every single box store. They went after MyPillow. They went, and then what Alex just said, then I told you, Lawfare started when Smartmatic sued Fox News, which silenced
they
all the...
They also had you SWAT-teamed, raided, and it later came out it was all being directed by the Democrats.
When they silenced Newsmax, Fox News, Salem Media, anybody that was afraid now, they all went into hiding because of this Lawfare. Don't talk about the elections, and for sure don't talk about paper ballots and count it. Now, if you all seen what Alex said earlier, it was called Operation, this case came out 2 weeks ago, Operation Arctic Frost. Operation Arctic Frost, that's what they named it. The CIA, FBI, DOJ to go out and attack.
And again, what's an Arctic Frost do? It freezes your enemies. It creates a chilling effect.
Yes, absolutely. And they came after MyPillow. MyPillow Banks, one of the banks, I grew up with a friend. He was president of the bank. I grew up with him. He came to me out of the blue and said, I'm sorry, Mike, you have to find another bank. He wouldn't give me a reason why.
Same thing happened with us at Frost Bank, and then we were given the secret documents. I'll stop there because it has secret codes, and I was only allowed to see it.
Yep.
And it said national security threat, hate rating, and it was a literal directive out of the DOJ to debank us.
Yep, absolutely. And you guys, I was debanked, started, and also American Express, they took away that from me. They called my overseas vendors. They called their banks and said, don't do business with MyPillow or we're cutting you off. This happened. We just talked about it with the vendor today. He can finally do business again where he's got a different bank. This was horrific. They came after MyPillow with everything they had. They took my cell phone. Y'all remember in September of 2022, the FBI surrounded me and took my cell phone. I said, I want to go to jail. I wanted to get the word out. They wouldn't arrest me. They just wanted that phone. They kept it for 3 years. Just got that back in September, broken by the way, but it was an all out attack. MyPillow, that my employees there, they did nothing, but they were attacked. Why? To deplatform so I would quit talking about voting machines and our election platform.
And that's your real crime is all the incredible talk show hosts you put on air and your network is reaching tens of millions a day. That's what they're really pissed about.
Oh, absolutely. We're spreading the word. That's when I formed LindellTV.com. That's when I formed that back then. That LindellTV.com, I put that out there, Lindell TV. And they wanted to silence the voice. And you guys, where this is at right now, this is, Alex, you probably don't even know this part. Just this last week and a half, the company Dominion said is bought by this Liberty Vote, this conservative, supposedly, and said, we told Dominion, we bought this and we told Dominion, they're going to drop every lawsuit that they have. Well, you know what? They didn't drop MyPillow and Mike Lindell. They're lying. They did not drop MyPillow and Mike Lindell. That's the narrative they wanted you all to hear out there. I will never settle with them. They could offer me whatever. My country's more important to me and our freedoms here. We have to secure our elections and get to paper ballots.
And Mike, it comes down to this. You're an American. I'm an American. I'm a Southerner. You're a Midwesterner. The globalists hate Midwesterners. They call you flyover. They hate Southerners because they think we're hokey and stupid because we love America and we're good guys and we don't cheat.
Right.
And they literally hate us. They think we're not sophisticated. No, we are sophisticated, and we know corruption destroys our children and our country, you scum. And then they say we're the bad guys when they're the scum. And so, listeners, you want the fight. There are men and women willing to fight for you, but you've got to back them. I know the fights are so long. You see Mike out there begging and fighting, and I've seen the numbers barely keeping his factory, fighting, selling everything he's got to keep the employees, to keep the network going, to keep the fight, because he's a man, and he knows he's fighting evil, and he's got a fighting spirit. But our fighting spirit is only as strong as your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. And I'm going to say it. I love Trump to death. And I know the inside baseball, and I can't talk about it. Gosh, do I know it all. It's good and it's bad. But he is exhausted. He's a workhorse. He's got liars around him, better than last time, but still a lot of bad people. And at the same time, though, I've not even tried to, you know, get on Trump's butt about this, but I am now, and so is Tucker, with the vice president last night talking about this. I'm going to leave it there. This needs to happen. And the DOJ targeting you on record and me on record is illegal. It was political witch hunts, civil rights violations, due process violations, and we gave them all the evidence cut and dry. There needs to be prosecutions, yep, not just of people that targeted Trump. He needs to prosecute the people that targeted his most ardent supporters for destruction, or they will continue to do it. And you can't expect other people that are more timid than Mike and I to fight if they see us destroyed, because they know Mike and I are never going to stop. But they want us to be an example. Well, let's make MyPillow and InfoWars an example that America will never surrender. Am I right?
Right on. Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And I want to tell you, everybody, what was said in the courtroom. Remember, I've won a few of these. In May, I went to the first lawfare one. Everyone else had backed off, and their insurance companies said, settle. This is with these machine companies and their affiliates. I said I never would. So I went all the way to jury trial in May. MyPillow won. But here's what their lawyer, here's what the last thing the jury heard when they went in to deliberate. They said, now we all know that Mike Lindell had a net worth of over $100 million just a few short years ago. And now we've seen his finance. He's minus $10 million. But we're asking you, the jury, for $60 million for the things Mike said, defaming us, and he included himself in it, defaming us. We're asking you for $60 million, and if it bankrupts MyPillow and Mike Lindell, so be it, because we need to send a message to the country. You don't question our election platforms and put out disinformation. Which, by the way, every information I had is on LindellTV.com, and that evidence has been there for 4 years. And so this was said then. Then there is hope, though, because the $5 million challenge for the evidence I had, it was overturned by a federal Eighth Circuit in Minnesota in June. That my lawyer said it'd be a one in a billion or whatever, one in millions. They'll never overturn this. I said, there's only one truth. And I said, I will fight on till the end, no matter what it takes, because if we lose our country if we don't secure our elections and save our country. So we went there and we won that. And then we won that in June. The Eighth Circuit overturned it. By the way, that same judge that just made this ruling, this horrific ruling for our country, that if I get the appeal, that's appealed to that same Eighth Circuit. So they have, there's a little common sense there, Alex.
By the way, let's go over this. You're doing a great job. You're not focusing on the big elephant in the room. You've mentioned it. The judge found you guilty, $1.5
billion. Yeah. But I thought we get jury trials in America. Yeah, exactly. This is it's called summary judgment, everybody. What we did, this is with the company Smartmatic, a summary judgment. Our lawyers brought it to the judge and said, hey, this is a frivolous case. MyPillow did nothing. Mike Lindell's just questioning our government and the machines that we paid for. We paid for those computers. 132 other countries have banned them. We're the dumbest country for not banning them a long time ago. But anyway, we put that in. Then they came back and said, no. This not only is not frivolous, but we believe Mike Lindell defamed us here at Smartmatic, because we only have one county in the country, but he defamed us by questioning us and putting out evidence, which I have all over the place from here to the sun. So this judge waited. It's very suspicious timing too. He waited like a half a year, and all of a sudden in this last 2 week time span, when you have Dominion supposedly selling to this other person that's a conservative, who cares what he is? It doesn't matter. But anyway, very suspicious. The judge comes out and says, not only is this not frivolous, but Mike Lindell is guilty. And he just goes to, and it goes to jury. The jury just has to decide, how was it malicious and how much does he owe? It's disgusting. And same way with MyPillow. MyPillow, he made a ruling that's unprecedented, that MyPillow was guilty because one of their employees, which I am a MyPillow, there's 60 owners or whatever with my employee-owned company, but their employer is out there sounding the alarm for the country.
Because the message and the mission is shut down your media operation that is kicking
ass.
That's what's happening.
Right.
So, Mike, I want to come back. I want to play clips of, we talk about Arctic Frost. New documents just got released where specifically Obama was in command of the whole thing. We already knew that, but now you know, from the notes of Brennan and Clapper because they want to cover their ass. Like, hey, Obama told us to do it. Now we have the documents that he ran. All that fake Russiagate, all the fake impeachments, everything we saw was Obama. And now Obama is running around saying, oh, Trump's a tyrant. Trump's coming to get our speech. Trump's lawfare. This is absolute total crap. A few minutes to break. Your take on that.
Yeah, no, it's just absolutely, this is all marketing, you guys. This is, if you watch the marketing out there, they're bringing Obama out saying, you know, that it's putting out a narrative. The one thing where we have a big advantage now that we didn't have 4.5 years ago is our voice has gotten so much bigger. There's all different social media platforms now. There's podcasts. There's so much more where we're getting our information from other than the mainstream media that's spreading these lies. One of the things I want to say, isn't this peculiar that this all of a sudden Dominion sells to this Liberty Vote and they're saying, oh, it's a conservative. And even CNN and Washington Post puts it out going, a conservative buys this. And, you know, Dominion was hurt because they, these false accusers like Mike Lindell, and they're sticking up for Dominion. But they're missing the message that they would normally put out. Well, this guy buys it. Donald Trump's going to control our elections. Donald Trump's, that's not the narrative they're putting out. So it's like, why are they protecting this deep state globalist uniparty, everybody, that this is what's trying to steal our country and take our country? This is what's going on, Alex, and you're right. It all goes back to the biggest divider in world history, Obama. He was the biggest divider of the people, where Donald Trump is the biggest uniter but remember, everybody, God uses all things for good for those who believe. So I have to sit there and look at it. If we wouldn't have had Obama, we wouldn't have probably got Donald Trump and got where the things are going. So I always look optimistic. I always look at that. And, you know, like I look at all the stuff that's been going on the last 4.5 years, and we just kept our voice alive. And people are finding things out, and people are pouring into this bucket of common sense. Like I've said,
well, let's do this real quick before you got a break. How do people, everybody, I buy my sheets and stuff. They're all great slippers, everything from you. You have great products at great prices right here in America. Everybody needs to support MyPillow and what you're doing. Yep. So you continue to have the money for these legal battles, or people run up the white flag. It's insane not to buy from you. The best place to go is MyPillow.com.
Yes, absolutely. MyPillow.com. Use the code Alex. You guys help my employees. They're working every single day. Right now, we've got the Perkel bed sheets. We're closing out the 2980.
We'll do a whole plug for that coming up. And don't forget.
Yeah. But there it is, you guys. And then also.
Oh, we gotta go to break. 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell, stay with us. Hour number two.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Impossible to get Trump back in, shut down the NGOs, and secure the border and all the other great things that are happening, or get the peace deal in Israel. No, we are achieving Mission Impossible because of the perseverance of the American people in the fight against the globalists. And right at the tip of that spear is Mike Lindell. Some stations don't carry this short 5 minutes. When we come back after this break, just a one-minute break in a few minutes, and all the stations join us, but we're still on the Internet, so I'd like to fill the space, not with ads, but with us talking. I want to play these clips from Mike Lindell of Obama. And again, as he said, this branding, this gaslighting of, oh, we never censor, we never weaponize, oh, Trump's so bad. This isn't Trump weaponizing. In fact, it's not enough. It's not even near enough. We need to be protected from these criminals that did all of this. But, Mike, in general, I just hope the listeners understand that anybody the bad guys are trying to shut down is because we're effective and we're telling the truth. And there is not a place better in the world for people to support other than MyPillow.com or InfoWarsStore.com. It takes so Absolutely. Much money to fight these people. And people say, why don't you just give up?
No.
No. Who cares if we have to spend money and fight the Democrats? That's their war. It's because we're hurting them with the truth. That's why it's a joyous thing to be in this battle. And if the general conservative population, populist Christian, common sense coalition would realize they have all the power and their word of mouth, their prayer, their financial support. It's only a few percentage points of conservatives that buy MyPillow or InfoWars. I know that. If a few more percentage of you engage and realize you are the equation, you are the variable, it would be game over, Mike. I mean, just imagine what you and I could do if we had more support.
Absolutely. But I do want to give some people a little hope out there on a parallel track. You know, we keep going to everything I have going on with all the groups around the country to get to paper ballots, hand counted. Well, big announcement. You're probably hearing it here for the first time. Dallas County, this huge county in Texas, just won a week and a half ago to go to paper ballots, hand counted in this upcoming primary. This will set a prototype and example for the whole country. I'm so excited, but you're right, Alex, the stuff that I'm supporting that I can't support anymore, and that I'm fighting over here and trying to be on the offense over here, but supporting MyPillow is huge, everybody, using that promo code, Alex. That keeps my company going. That's been a big distraction to try and save that from completely being destroyed. So you can do that. And then also you can go to MyPillowTrial.com to learn the other fight that's going on with all this lawfare and stuff. So it's, but I'm very excited. God's given us grace for such a time as this. And like you said, Alex, we're never going to give up. We're going to keep fighting because God wins in the end. We are going to win in the end. And you're going to look back, even the bad things that look bad at the time. God uses all things for good for those who believe. So I'm very excited. I see hope, a lot of hope out there. But I also see, that's why people say to me, Alex, they go, Mike, Donald Trump won. When Donald Trump won, they're all going, you've been vindicated, Mike. And they all point there and I'm going, what are you talking about? I'm fighting to secure our elections. And I said, I've been attacked more or as much since he got in than I have before that. It doesn't end, everybody. Why? Because I want secure elections. Everything comes from our election. And by the way, when everybody was pointing to Donald Trump in 2024, they stole 9 members of the House and 4 senators. That's fact. This is fact. You don't think they're going to try in these midterms to come after and everything that all these great things going on will be in vain if we don't secure our elections. And our great president knows that too. Every time I meet with him, we talk about that all the time. We've got to get our elections secure, but we've got to keep our voices going. So supporting like Alex and myself and our companies, that's one way that you can do it, and plus getting the great products too. I mean,
absolutely. Stay right there. We got to join with some stations. Join us. I want you to recap. I'm glad you brought this up. I forgot. You have literally, and your great team, have been at the center of everything Trump's doing with the executive orders, the Election Integrity Commission, trying to get back to ballots, going in to have voter ID, understanding we got to deport the illegals because they're being used to get more House members in the apportionment of the census. Yeah, exactly. We're winning major battles, haven't won the war. If people go back to sleep, it's over. And as you said, they've intensified their attacks on you and I and others since Trump got in because they know they're losing. Now we've got to press the attack. We have to finish them. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Mike Lindell.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh, because you showed up.
You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries or these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, wide selection of Patriot apparel, and here, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I broadcast this program for 27 years in this time slot.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
But now they're marching InfoWars up to the gallows. We can be shut down anytime. Supreme Court just said, nope, we're not hearing the case. Does it matter? The under lawyers went through two of the hurdles. The third, it went up to the Supreme Court. They actually looked at it and didn't have comment and said, like Pontius Pilate, wash the hands because it's open and shut. Judges found me guilty. $1.5 billion. Now a judge just found Mike Lindell guilty in Minnesota, federal judge, and said $1.5 billion. And now it just goes to a jury. Is it $1.5 billion or was he really mean? Did he lie on purpose because the judge says he did with no proof? Maybe it's a trillion. They asked for $2.76 trillion. When I'd have to live, I guess, 10 billion years to make that much money. When we finally did all the accounting and math, I've made in my entire broadcast career $60 million. And we did the math. Something like 35, 40 million went to lawyers for all the lawsuits over the years. So, and I've been completely comfortable, you know, 4-bedroom house, little pool, you know, little time. I mean, I don't want a big pool, you know, drive Fords and Chevys. I mean, I'm wearing a $200 sports coat right now. I mean, it's nice. I mean, what do I need? You know, I got a nice watch my dad gave me 18 years ago. It's the only reason I wear a nice watch, but I gave it to him. Now I like it. You know, I mean, it's just like, I have integrity and I have strength, but what I don't like is them silencing me so they can then lie about what we stand for and then do all this evil stuff. What I don't like is them trying to cut all our sons' penises off. What I don't like is them trying to start nuclear war. What I don't like is them trying to legalize pedophilia. So you were making a point, Mike Lindell, during the break to me about we're two of the most attacked people, period, and why that is. And you said we got to warn people. So people, you said during the break that we only mitigated some of the fraud in the last election, and now it's worse than ever, and Trump's pushing hard, but we are not out of the woods yet. Talk about how many seats they stole because what we know went on the last election.
Right, right. And Alex, you said it right. Why are we the most attacked? Because we haven't given up. We have persevered by our faith in God and the most attacked coming, most folded, especially with the lawfare and everything. They just fold up or they're in fear. Most are in fear. But I'm telling you, everybody, that the 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines in their elections. The last one being Argentina. They saved their country. Okay? Over 100 countries have banned early voting and mail-in voting. We have the worst election platforms in the world. Now, why did they steal Donald Trump's election? They stole 5 million votes from him, by the way, in the 2024 election. Okay? They stole 5 million. Now, why did they steal it from him? Because here's what I believe, Alex. Just like China virus 2.0, if they'd have gave us China virus 2.0 before the election, we wouldn't have fell for that again. We're not going to eat out in snowbanks like we had to do in Minnesota, or we banned how many people we could have in our house for Thanksgiving, or your neighbor could turn you in. This was done by our horrible governor, Tim Walz. But anyway, we wouldn't have stood for it, just like we would not have stood for election crime 2.0. If they would have stole it, Not just me, you, and others wouldn't have demanded that they, hey, let's go inside those machines and see what happened, because this is impossible. That's what would have happened. We would have got the, probably, we would have got, you know, immediately, we would have said, hey, open them up. We're going to see this time. You hit a promise before, and now we're going to look. So what they did, if I'm their marketer for evil, everybody, this is exactly what they did. Well, we're going to let Donald Trump win. We'll just steal 5 million votes so it looks better. It's like skimming a casino. You got to skim everywhere. And he said, then when everyone's pointing, hey, Donald Trump won. Yay, we're saved. It's a miracle. Let's go steal 9 congressmen, which they did. Some of them, you guys, took the end of December of 2024 to all of a sudden the Democrat kept getting closer. And the winner is the Democrat by 200 votes. But nobody looked at that other than my teams and a few others. They stole 9, 100% stole 9, maybe a couple more, but we're firm on 9. They stole 4 senators. Now, why would they do that? Same thing. Why didn't they steal enough to steal the House? Because if they did, same thing. We would have demanded, the whole country would have said, okay, we don't care about your proprietary technology. We paid for those voting machines. Open them up right now. What they did is they couldn't. So what they did that. And what their plan is, these midterms that come, this is where they're at, everybody. And they still allow this in the primaries. These uniparty, you ever say when you're a Republican, how did that guy get in when the best candidate was over here? This is the uniparty at work, the uniparty Republican. Remember, I've been blocked. Our work on the ground, we've been blocked more by uniparty Republicans like Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, Robin Voss up in Wisconsin, Kim Hammers in Arkansas. Right now, even the governor, we all know who that is, of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee, who's blocking things going on that the people in Arkansas want paper ballots hand counted. And by the way, everybody, don't get confused that these companies are coming out, go like the one that's bought Dominion. Oh, but we're all for hand-marked paper ballots. The hand-marked paper ballots, you mark your ballot. We all have that right now. You stick it in a machine, and whatever comes out of that machine,
whatever. And I want you to explain that in a moment, that countries like France and others do it in one day, count it at the precinct, yep. Only paper, it's all right. Transparent, fraud is almost impossible.
That's right, yeah.
But since I mentioned it, here's a few clips of Obama literally saying everything he's been doing that Trump and us are doing, and then a short little clip about why they need the illegal aliens and the election fraud, and then what we need to do to stop this fraud with Mike Lindell. Here are the clips.
I mean, what was unusual for me was, obviously, a lot of what I represented.
Yeah.
A lot of what Michelle and I had tried to project, the values, are thinking about America.
Uh-huh.
You know, my successor seemed to represent the opposite.
Right.
Not seemed, did.
Yeah.
And so I think there was a lot of anger, loss, a lot of sadness.
Yeah.
Some fear among a big chunk of the country. And the point is that we have blown through, just in the last 6 months, a whole range of not simply assumptions, but rules and laws and practices that were put in place to ensure that nobody's above the law, and that we don't use the federal government to simply reward our friends and punish our enemies. And the same thing's obviously happening in the Justice Department. So people are right. You know, we don't want, kangaroo courts and trumped up charges. That's what happens in other places that we used to scold for doing that. We want, like our court system and our Justice Department and our prosecutors to be, and our FBI to be, just playing things straight and looking at the facts and not meddling in politics the way we've seen lately. And I think if enough people start not just being in a fetal position, but also not being just not worrying about it and detached from it, but being vigilant, but also saying, you know what?
Enough of this
shit. We can stand up to this. we can call it like we see it.
Yeah.
You know, we need people who have whatever platforms they have to be able to say, no, that's not who we are. And to be willing to get attacked on X.
Yeah.
By whoever, for doing that. And it's not easy.
Yeah, because sometimes you fear for your life.
Yeah, and
the Democrat open borders plan to entrench single party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
And I could play each one and talk for an hour about each one, but everything Obama says that Trump's doing, weaponizing lawfare, deceiving, paying themselves off, it's what they're doing, Mike. But the first time ever, Obama sounds scared. He's all stuttering. What do you make of that?
I was just going to say that. By the way, I just Googled evil, and there was a picture of Obama. This is what he stands for, everybody. I mean, it's disgusting, but I noticed that. I couldn't even follow what he was saying. Remember, he got put in by evil because he said this amazing speaker, the biggest divider in history. This all, what they're putting out there, and like I say, it's, to me, it's marketing. It's always been marketing, evil marketing, you know, the marketing they do. When I've had conversations with the president in the past, I'm going, you know, we bring it back to that and go, you know, if I was evil's marketer, I consider myself a pretty good marketer, and going, what would I do? What would my next move be? What would I do here? And going back to Obama, but like I said earlier in the show, if we didn't have that, we probably wouldn't have got our great president. And I remember sitting with our president last summer, just him and I, and we're talking, and this is before he got shot, and he's going, Mike, we're talking about all the horrible things that have been going on the last 4 years, the nonsensical things. By the way, everybody, when you see things that I'm talking people now, all people, I don't care what party they're in, of the people. But when you see things, or whether you're liberal, conservative, whatever, and you see the government or politicians making decisions that don't help anybody, there's a hidden agenda. And usually it's a very evil agenda. Okay. But anyway, the president and I are talking, and I said, he goes, look at all this stuff going on. I said, sir, I said, God's given us grace for such a time as this. These bad things are actually helping open up. I said, there's two buckets, the bucket of common sense and then the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history, because people don't look to God when things are going good. It's when things are going bad. So this last 4.5 years, as things were going bad, we continue talking. He goes, yeah, but we get in there, and he goes, there's so much that would have to get fixed in 4 years. And can we do it? And I looked at him, I said, sir, with God, all things are possible, and him working through you, you'll get it done faster and better than anyone in history. Well, look what that's happened, everybody. The things he's gotten done and the things that are going. And I've said it before, everybody loves our president. Some just don't know it yet. And as you see these things that, like, you look back and you say, wow, if we didn't have all this thing, that the stolen election of 2020, if we wouldn't have had Obama, all the craziness that came out of that, the division of our country, would people have opened their eyes? Or would we have just been, as we were getting boiled like frogs for decades, and by this uniparty and all this, you know, evil going on, it would have been over. You know what I've said before, Alex, the 2020 election, if we wouldn't have had those deviations and those shutdowns in the middle of the night, if they would have predicted right, what would have happened is we'd all went to bed. Biden would have won. We'd have said, you know what? We're over. It's over. We took God out of our schools. A nation turned its back on God. And we all went to bed thinking we were the majority, that everybody loved transvestites and all these new people that were brought up. But no, that wasn't the case. This is an 80-20 or a 90-10. People want a good life while we're here on earth. They want people, they want a joyful life. They want things that normalcy, this other craziness that they convinced us that everybody was like, was not true. Absolutely not true. So I still consider the 2020 election will go down as the most important election in history, because this is what it revealed it all over the last 4.5 years. All the evil, the stuff that Obama set up and the stuff that he did. And I really like that clip there where it shows how nervous he is and how basically I believe he's very scared. Evil is running scared, but we can't let up, everybody. Evil, they're coming up. They've got a plan, even though it looks like we're winning. Like I just told you, even with our elections, that Dallas County now going to paper ballots, hand counted. There's counties across the country that have done that. We're winning at every level. You just don't hear about it. You don't hear about it out there. You're not going to hear about this stuff on Fox News. That Fox News and Newsmax and that, when it comes to our elections, they have become a weather channel that won't report hurricanes or tornadoes. You need to watch your stuff here on InfoWars. You need to watch Lindell TV. You need to get your information all other places, the good things that are going on.
Let me raise this, because I see it, CPAC and stuff. You know, we both get mobbed there, but I've never gotten so much support in the streets. It's not about, oh, I'm famous, oh, I'm cool. The average person is not famous, which is great. You have anonymity. So you don't know. You feel like we're not as powerful as we are. When you're a public figure and when you're a patriot, like a Mike Lindell, I'm speaking for him, I'm guessing this is right, but I talk to other prominent people, I get 99% love now in the airports, everywhere. I mean, like half the people walking by are listeners, black, white, old, young, Asian, you name it, Hispanic.
Yep.
And it's just massive. And I've always had a lot of fans, but it's five,
it's
six,
massive.
Seven. It's bigger than ever.
Alex, I would say you're just like me. You know, I used to go around, you know, you go years ago, Mike, you got the MyPillow. Thanks for helping me, my neck and everything. Now it's 99.9% of everywhere I go. Thanks. Keep going. Don't give up. Help save our country. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I know you get the same thing, Alex. I can go in the middle of Chicago, which I did. Remember, I went to the Democrat convention. I went right into the eye of the evil there. But on the streets, these people are going, keep going. These were blacks, Hispanics, everything. They know. And the biggest thing they said, we got to get rid of the illegals. They're taking all of our stuff or whatever. But the thing was to not give up. And it was very encouragement. People say, Mike, how do you not just walk off the course and go live a normal life? You know, and there's me in the crane game. Now, why did I go in that thing on Jimmy Kimmel? To get the word out. I don't care about being embarrassed. I don't care of anything like
and
that.
And by the way, it backfired on them, and they admitted that you were loved because you don't make fun of yourself. So they thought it would put you down, but it was great. And it was an awesome speech.
Yeah. But you're exactly right, Alex, is everybody, we just have big platforms, which everybody needs to keep supporting, because it's everybody's platform. This is our voice. You know, it keeps getting magnified and magnified, and we have to have that, because just like in any business, when you see good things happen, you got to shout out the world. Like we have Dallas County going to paper ballots, hand counted. And no machines, not one machine, not even a tabulator, completely paper, everybody. So this is huge. And they and then you have to report all the horrible things that are happening, the attacks, like this judge in Minnesota just attacking my pillow and myself. So we're able to get the word. They can't suppress our voice anymore, and I think that's what everybody's coming up to. They're very. I feel so blessed that it's like when I feel, say, if I do start to feel down, you know, I'll get 20 people come up to me and go, keep going. And so this is very exciting.
It's powerful. We're almost out of time, but we are two, you know, warriors in the arena together. And we just need people's support because we are having the victory. Yes. We couldn't do it without them. They are the victory. But
that's right. That's
speaking
right.
of this, Letitia James ran on putting Trump in prison. Made up a bunch of stuff. It was all fake. With her, it's clear mortgage fraud in multiple states, up one side, down the other. Now she's all defiant, like, you know, the communist salute up there, acting like she's a victim, just like Obama was doing. No, you're the one beating us upside the head with a baseball bat, and then you wonder when we come back at you with the real crimes you've committed. Here she is. I want to get your take on this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I've got your back.
I love the fake voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you more. So, good evening, everyone. It is so good to be here with all of you, standing with my very good friend, my little brother, and one of the boldest voices in the history of New York politics, Zohran Mamdani. We are here tonight because we are ready to turn the page on the cynical, broken politics of the past. We are ready to build a city that works for the people who actually make it run. Working people. The teachers, the nurses, the drivers, the home health aides.
Yeah, all the nurses you fire for not taking shots.
Police, not just for...
Or how you try to block no tax on tips.
For working people.
All right, in closing, Mike Lindell, people need to support what you're doing. The fight has just begun. MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex to get a discount. That goes to support here as well. People need to support us, obviously, at thealexinstore.com. But just God bless you, sir. What do you say to her in closing?
Well, in closing, everybody, I just want everybody to keep the faith and to keep supporting platforms like myself and Alex here. They, you know, you can get MyPillow.com, use that promo code Alex and help my employees. For me, and it helps me because I've been trying for the last year, so distracted, trying to keep my pillow going and getting through the biggest attack ever. You can also learn at MyPillowTrial.com. Learn the things that we're doing out there. LindellTV.com. Go to LindellTV. We have two correspondents right at the White House. We're putting out real news instead of your stuff you're not going to hear from Fox and your Newsmax of the world about the things that matter the most right now. Remember, our elections platforms, if we don't secure them, our president knows this too. Him and I talk about it all the time. Everything great things going on right now could end up being in vain if we don't secure our elections. It all comes from
Mike, there's no doubt you were critical in getting Trump back in. For myself and my family, everybody, we love you. Mike Lindell, God bless you. Great job.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man.
better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price.
You eating bugs. He wants you eating ribeye with lobster with him. Trump doesn't want big giant wars. That's stupid. No, Klaus Schwab and King Charles and Barack Obama want you eating bugs while they eat ribeye because they're feudalist, greedy, hateful, demonic trash. And you don't hate them enough. And you don't support the people fighting for you enough. I'm not saying that to everybody, but in general, you don't detest these people enough, and you don't love the people fighting for you enough, because if you loved yourself, you would understand these people have a predatory hatred of you and your family.
Just look at them. Look at Keir Starmer. Look at Macron. Look at these people. Look at Hillary Clinton. Just look at them. Look at George Soros. Look at Alexander Soros. Look! Their actions are pure evil, and they look like serial killers or something, because they are.
Did you let Alexander Soros babysit your daughter or son?
Married to Uba Abedin, the pedo handler? For Wiener, it's bad hombres. El Diablo, that's the bad man right there. Your cells know that's an enemy. Your skin crawls. And they know your skin crawls. They hate themselves and they hate you. They're projecting their hatred of themselves onto you. Well, guess what? I love myself and I love you. And Trump loves himself and he loves you. I love you. They hate you. Now start loving yourself or start being a slave. God, it's so simple. All right, about 3 months ago, just watching Trump on television, talking to my sources in the White House, seeing his ankles swell up really large, seeing the puffiness, just seeing a change in him, hearing some of the interviews, you could tell he was off sometimes. And I didn't say he was dying. I didn't say he was a vegetable. I didn't say that he had dementia. And the media ran with that and said, you know, Trump's top supporter turns against him. No, I said on the course he is, working 20 hours a day, and the changes I'm seeing, I believe we're going to have a medical emergency at some time in the future. At 79, how could a young man live under all this stress? Well, Dr. Asim Malhotra, who has been the top advisor to RFK Jr., heads up MAHA in their whole Europe division, he obviously is up there on Capitol Hill working with, Kennedy, all of it. He gets a lot of the inside baseball of what's happening, and he is saying that it is the drugs and the treatments that Trump is being given by his attending physicians that is causing the problem. Now, I'm not a famous NHS-trained cardiologist, a globally recognized expert on heart disease, prevention, diagnosis, management, and all the other things. He has roles an honorary council member of the Stanford Metabolic Psychiatry Clinic, visiting professor, schools of medicine. It would take an hour to go over his whole bio here, Oxford, Stanford, you name it. And he's obviously been a big critic of the COVID shots, the rest of it. He also told us that, I'll let him say his own words, that no, Trump really did take the Pfizer booster and the flu shot last week during his medical exam. And so the stuff he's taking, just as a layperson, I know can be really, really dangerous at the age Trump is. We also know that really strong statins attack the brain because the brain is basically cholesterol. And so that goes on. We know some of the heart medications, too, can really slow you down. My dad's on some of those right now because he said open heart surgery to repair his aorta. And, it's devastating now. His aorta is basically almost healed now from them. So he's about to go off of it, thank God. And he's already cut way back. So he's back. He's not drooling right now. That's good. So Trump is taking stuff that would really hurt a horse, if not kill it. So doctor, thank you so much for being here. I'm a lay person. So if I got anything wrong, correct me. And then just, I know you're not doing yourself personally, any favors doing this, when it comes to people in and around the administration, but from what I've been told by others, you're dead on that it's like Trump's kind of stuck in the mud. He's showing some really bad signs, not just the giant ankles. You're, heart expert. You tell us what that generally, means here. And what we know he's taking that could be probably is, contributing to that. We're not doing this to undermine the presidency. We're not doing this to say Trump's a vegetable or has dementia. We're doing this because we need Trump, and it's just like when you have family members that are seeing the wrong physician, you go get them to get a second opinion, and then they get better because they get off the bad things they're on. I mean, I think that's certainly where you're coming from. I know that's where I'm coming from. People will try to spin this. No, we're trying to avoid a health emergency and disaster, and trying to stop one. We're not here to undermine the president. Is that your view, sir?
Alex, absolutely. Thank you. And thanks for having me on. So first and foremost, I'm in complete agreement with you here. I do not think the president has dementia. I think, you know, he is a remarkable, remarkable, resilient person. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out from observing what he has been through and what he has done and the fact that he is, you know, the oldest president, I think, in the history of the United States. And his work schedule is as intense as anyone. So I think that he is otherwise, you know, in amazing shape for his age. In fact, his recent report, and this is what I can tell you a little bit more about, said that his heart age essentially is 14 years younger, right? He's 79 now, so that makes him, what, 65. And that's more the reason why I have concerns about the medications he's on. Now, I'm a cardiologist. I'm a practicing cardiologist. I'm a diagnostician. I understand evidence-based medicine. I manage patients all the time, people of President Trump's age who are coming to me quite often because of side effects of drugs. And also President Trump has been very open over the years with his full medical reports. So we know whether or not he has heart disease. We know what pills he's taking. And he doesn't have any heart disease. You know, that's the most amazing thing. He has no evidence of what we call obstructive vascular disease. He's not had a stroke or a mini stroke. He doesn't have any significant heart disease. So for me, I was quite baffled and concerned a while back even when I noticed his medication regimen, which include him being on aspirin, which is a blood thinner, and two cholesterol lowering drugs, including one of them being a statin. So if we were to break it down in very simple terms, Alex, right? If you came to me as a patient or he came to me as a patient, I'd say, okay, he's been put on these pills. Should he be on them? Could he be getting side effects? What are the benefits? So let's break that down, right? So first and foremost, aspirin, okay? We know that aspirin is a very effective, life-saving drug in people who are having an acute heart attack, people who have suffered a stroke or have had a heart attack, okay? It's a blood thinner, and it has an effect at preventing future heart attacks. That is not President Trump. So what happens if you are someone who may be at risk in the future, a slight risk in the future, and you put on aspirin? It's very clear, the evidence is very clear, that your risk of having a serious bleed, a significant life-threatening bleed from aspirin, is higher than it preventing a heart attack or stroke. So that's aspirin already, and people have commented, and you see that in the press, where you see the bruising on his hands, which can happen on people on aspirin. It doesn't necessarily mean it's life-threatening, but we know that's an effect of the aspirin.
And we're seeing the bruises all over his hands, when the makeup's not on, even on his neck. Exactly. And again, I'm not a cardiologist, but my dad, a month and a half ago, just had open heart surgery for a aorta was about to blow. And I noticed his cardiologist, who's prestigious, has literally been bitching and complaining about the other doctors giving him too many statins, blood thinners, other things. Exactly what you were saying. I'm hearing that from my dad's cardiologist, who's fighting with the other doctors. So that's what you do. You're saying this is a well-known, I guess, battle that goes on.
Yes, absolutely. So that, you know, the bruising itself is not so much of a big deal because, but the question is, should he be on aspirin at all? And in my view, from everything we've seen from his reports, it's a clear no. Okay. The second question is, the cholesterol lowering drugs. Now, this is really interesting, Alex, and we talked about it briefly when I came on your show several months ago, is that if you are over 60, and this is independent research I was involved in with 16 international scientists, published in peer-reviewed journal BMJ Open 2016, we found, Alex, if you're over 60, the higher your cholesterol, total cholesterol and LDL, so-called bad cholesterol, statistically, the longer you live. Let me repeat that. The higher your cholesterol, if you're over 60, the longer you live statistically, and there is no association with heart disease. So why is he on two cholesterol-lowering drugs? Now, one of them is a statin, and let me clarify, this is important. Statins have a role in managing people with heart disease, but their effect is independent of lowering cholesterol. They have slightly anti-inflammatory and anti-clotting effects, so they can potentially, you know, contribute to bleeding, but they have anti-clotting effects, anti-inflammatory effects. But for President Trump, okay, let's be precise again. There has been publications in his particular case, people over 75 without any significant vascular disease, heart disease, et cetera, okay? And what is the benefit over a five-year period in taking a statin for someone like President Trump? It is basically zero. You have to treat 446 people prevent one of them having a heart attack or stroke without prolonging their life, right? So I'm sure President Trump has not been made aware of this. I suspect his doctor, his personal physician, maybe doesn't even know this. And then
what you're saying is, I'm not even a doctor, but I read all the news. It's old belief that cholesterol's bad and there's good and bad ones. What it really is, the trans fats. And so that's old science. And so what you're basically saying is when you look at what he's being given, it's not tailored to the way he is. He doesn't have thick blood. So why are you giving him all these blood thinners? And so what you're looking at is, exactly. is basically somebody doesn't know what they're doing.
Not for me to comment. We can interpret that in different ways, but I was going to give you the facts, the cold hard facts. As someone who's independent of drug industry influence and not indoctrinated by a system, which you know, Alex, is basically screwing most of the American population in healthcare, okay, because of commercial corruption. And that's what the
heart is. Why does my dad's cardiologist sound like you and say this? And then why isn't he in charge of it? I guess I should ask, who are the other doctors putting my dad on stuff that the cardiologist doesn't want? How does that work?
Yeah, you know what? It's a really good question, Alex, as well. But let me just finish on the statin stuff, and then we'll talk about it, right? So on the statin issue, the issue now comes about side effects, right? And this is something that there's been a lot of controversy in the press and amongst doctors around how prevalent the side effects are. They are not, first of all, primarily life-threatening. So that's good news, okay? But they can limit the quality of people's life quite significantly. I've had people coming to me who have been misdiagnosed with early dementia. And at the end of the day, you stop the statin and their memory and their vitality improves within a few weeks, okay? Because statins can cause fatigue. They interfere with the mitochondria. They can cause issues. As you say, you mentioned earlier on about cholesterol in the brain. You're absolutely right. It's very important for the brain. So there are lots of potential side effects from statins. The good news, they're reversible very quickly. Now, we've noticed these things and they've been noticed that they've been mentioned in the press. President Trump may be looking a little bit slow at times or sleepy now. He's on a very hectic schedule. We want to optimize him. And I think if this is the cause of some of the sub-optimization of President Trump right now, then within a few weeks of stopping his cholesterol-lowering drugs, and his statin in particular, he's going to feel in much better shape. Now, the final point, and we're going to come back to answering your question in a second, Alex, which is all related, is I was pretty shocked, and I'm sure many people around the world and in America and a lot of Trump supporters in particular, and people in the MAHA movement, people in MAGA, I'm sure you can agree with me, Alex, were shocked to see that in the recent report from the White House, from President Trump's physician, his medical report, they mentioned that he'd been given a flu shot and a COVID booster. Now, let's break down the data there, okay? Just cold hard data. What is the benefit of a COVID booster in someone like President Trump? Well, the first thing is, we know President Trump in 2020 had COVID. I know that because I was asked to comment on it in Sky News over there because I was also somebody that raised concerns about, in fact, I highlighted why our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, got admitted to the hospital with COVID likely because of his weight. So that became a big story. So he's been given a COVID booster, but he's got natural immunity. So that doesn't make any sense. We know natural immunity is very effective. We also know, Alex, if you have COVID, certainly in the short term, having a COVID vaccine increases the risk of side effects threefold. So why is that happening? But forget about that for a second. What is the benefit at best of President Trump having a COVID booster? In the UK, it's the only country in the world to release data, real-world data, comparing unvaccinated and vaccinated to look at the benefits in different age groups of taking the COVID vaccine. For someone like President Trump, certainly people older than him, let's say the highest risk, let's say the best-case scenario, people over 90, okay? What is the benefit of taking a COVID vaccine if you're over 90? 1 in 7,000. You have to vaccinate 7,000 people to prevent one of them being hospitalized with severe COVID, okay? So at best, that's going to be his benefit. And what's the serious harm rate? Best available evidence, reanalysis of Pfizer Moderna's trials published in the journal Vaccine, in the short term, at least 1 in 800 serious harm, okay? And that's before, Alex, we get into the issue of a medium to long-term issue of it causing heart attacks. Almost certainly I have diagnosed that as a likely precipitator of heart attacks as a driver.
Well, wasn't your dad heart doctor? He died, right?
He was a famous doctor. He wasn't a cardiologist. He was a GP. But yeah, he had a sudden cardiac arrest 6 months after two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. And later on, I figured out with his postmortem findings and other research, it was likely caused or driven by the
mRNA. Before, right?
No, he was pretty well. He was fine. He was great.
I don't remember. I'm sorry for your father again, but that's kind of a wake-up call to everybody. So Bottom line here, who are the main treating physicians? Yeah. I mean, I've got the names here, but what is going on? Because, I mean, I can tell you, I'm no doctor, but my dad...
It's one physician, though. I think it's one in particular, Alex. It's a guy whose his name is Sean? I've forgotten his full name, but he's a osteopath by background, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, well, there's Ronnie Jackson in the path, and we've got Navy Dio, his name position for the president, Sean Barbella.
Yes, that's the guy. I think he's his personal physician right now, who put the statement out, if I'm not wrong. So, you know, when I talk about the problems of the healthcare system, I say we have an epidemic of misinformed doctors and misinformed and unwittingly harmed patients. John Ioannidis, the Stephen Hawking of medicine, professor of medicine statistics at Stanford, you know, he published his paper saying most published research findings are false. And he said the greater the financial interest in a given field, the less likely the research findings to be true. The cholesterol industry is a $1 trillion industry, Alex. It's huge. It's big. It's massive, right?
Well, here's an example. I was getting my yearly checkup with a prestigious, you know, doctor like 7 degrees, clinics all over Texas, and I was able to see him. And I was telling him, my dad suddenly, his brain was there, but now it's not. And he goes, is your dad on statins? And I said, let me call. My dad's like, yeah, I got on statins 6 months ago. My dad went on statins and immediately started basically drooling and before surgery got off of them and got better. Then they put him back on him. He's doing it again. Now he says they're going to phase him off. But I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it's dramatic. Well, what are these things doing to the brain?
Yeah. You've seen that yourself. Well, listen, side effects don't affect everybody, right? A lot of people take statins and they feel great. They've been on them for 20 years. They've never had a problem. But I think the key thing, Alex, here is informed consent, right? And if you are somebody that, and this is most Americans, by the way, so everyone listening, right? Most Americans taking statins are in what we call the low risk category. They haven't had a heart attack. They haven't been diagnosed with heart disease. And for them, over a 5-year period, and this, by the way, this is drug industry sponsored data just being misrepresented, right? If you break down into its basic parts, the drug industry sponsored data where even they have, you know, that has never been independently verified. So if we take that data as gospel truth, the absolute benefit for someone taking a statin over a 5-year period, Alex, if you don't have, you're not high risk, is 1 in 100. There's a 1 in 100 chance over a 5-year period. This is why I tell my patients, if you take this pill religiously, it'll prevent you having a non-fatal heart attack or stroke. Will that prolong your life? Now, most patients are not told this. Most doctors don't tell patients this because we are not conditioned in medical school, in our training, to give patients this information. Do you know why?
Not told the downside. Alex? So.
When patients are fully informed, they choose less treatments. That's not good for Big Pharma. Big Pharma, their business model, Alex, is to get as many people taking as many pills for as long as possible. They, if they could, would get you getting your baby, your kids, on statins from like after birth.
They're talking about putting babies on statins at birth.
Yeah, well there you go, man. This is a corrupted system.
No,
this is
what I'm not kidding. You guys, type it. I saw it like a year ago. Something like doctors recommend giving children statins at birth. I swear I saw the headline. So, but starting over here for a moment.
Yeah, it sounds insane, but it's probably true.
I remember seeing it. Pull it up, guys. I'm not kidding. Can't make this up. So let me ask you this then. Back to his own HHS head is pulling COVID shots for recommendation, all the rest of it. And then who's recommending he gets a COVID shot? Well, like you said, he already had COVID.
It's anyone's guess, but of course he would have had that conversation, I guess, with his personal physician. But Alex, I think, listen, I have reached out, and I won't name these people to protect them, obviously, with 2 cabinet ministers who trust me, who take my advice back and forth. They were pretty shocked, I'll be honest with you, in terms of what's happened. But again, President Trump is his own man. I find it hard to believe that he's been fully informed in making this decision. But he could have been, and if he has, and he wants to take the chance, that's fine. That's his choice. I find it hard to believe. Alex, I know he trusts you. He likes you. He respects you. You know, if you can have a conversation with him, if you can say something to him, if he even watches this, I think it would have an impact.
Well, I need to get a hold of him if I need to. And Roger talks to him every day, and so does Tucker. But you know, Tucker's concerned too. I'll leave it at that. But because we have seen some declines, but looking at this, but by the way, it's worse than I said. They're now proposing putting statins in the water supply, and yes, they're giving it. To women when they're pregnant for the baby. So it's worse than I said, doctor. They now want to give it to women while they're pregnant, and they want to put it in the water supply. So sorry, doc, it's worse than I said.
Yeah, no, Alex, honestly, it's crazy for people like you and I who are more awake and alert to the problems in the system, who are being better informed. But I think that President Trump is, you know, one of the things that's interesting, what John Ioannidis said in his paper when he said most published research findings are false. He said ignorance of the problem of the poor quality research at the highest level of academic and clinical leadership is profound. So the doctors, many of the doctors actually believe this. They're indoctrinated. And they're not really breaking the information down in a way that they can understand. And part of the reason for that is, Alex, is that they, you know, I know that because I've been through that system, right, as a doctor. And we are not taught about lifestyle interventions. We are not taught that there are other ways of improving your health that are effective, like diet and lifestyle. We are taught that, you know, if it's published in the Lancet or the New England Medicine, it's a gospel biblical truth in terms of science. But medicine isn't an exact science. So it's an ideology, right? But the problem is the ideology now is being influenced more than any. This ideology is basically, I call a crony capitalistic ideology, which ultimately devours its own children, Alex. The very people perpetuating or part of this or profiting from it actually start believing it themselves, but it's self-destructive because it's fatally flawed, right? This, as we've talked about this already, we've used President Trump as a case example. In my view, it's very clear when everyone breaks it down that these pills are doing more harm than good. And the best judge is going to be President Trump. If he was to stop them through a conversation,
right, we need to create a national debate, and it will get to him. Better than talking to him, which we can do, is just everybody a buzz, hears about it that way, he pays attention to it. We need to have, yes. He needs a second opinion without being mean to the White House physicians.
Absolutely.
Without being mean to the, he's got different ones attending. Is he even checking
no,
the
course.
Different physicians?
And I'm sure they're well-meaning. Yeah.
But you're being diplomatic here. I mean, what you said to my producer, according to, is that when you look at the list of stuff he's taking, which he's very transparent about, it's crazy for what his medical issues are. I mean, he shouldn't be on a bunch of this.
As far as I'm concerned, especially because he's otherwise in really great shape. He doesn't need them. He doesn't need them, Alex.
So, well, obviously, if he doesn't have thick blood, why is he on aspirin? People say, oh, aspirin, no big deal. No, it's a big deal, folks. It can cause bleeds. Everybody knows that. If you've got regular, you know, your blood's not thick, you don't need it. It can actually cause bleeds. It can actually cause, you know, serious issues. Then he's on statins. Then he's on a bunch of other stuff that he shouldn't be on. That's crazy.
Yeah. And Alex, to be honest, I personally have tried and would love to have a personal conversation with President Trump because I can talk him through this and then he can make an informed decision. But a lot of the people I contact who are very supportive, my feeling is they are too afraid to approach President Trump directly about this. And mainly because they don't feel qualified and it's not their field and they're not doctors. So really, this is, you know, our opportunity, hopefully, for the greater good for the president to at least get this conversation out.
Well, we need President Trump. That's what I heard. Not from you, but somebody else. I heard from somebody else about Trump's medical issues. They're saying Kennedy does not want to, doesn't want to get in Trump's business, but Kennedy's concerned. Have you heard that?
I'm not directly from Bobby, but I my guess, knowing Bobby very well, is that he would be concerned.
Yeah. Stay right there. Back in 2 minutes, Doctor. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Guest for another 30 minutes. Then I'm going to get into all the geopolitical news, the economy news. I got this next segment. I'm going to get Fauci says another pandemic imminent. Remember, he said that in 2017, right before they kicked all that off. I mean, these guys have not given up. And our guest, who's, you know, dialed in, knows folks in the administration, you know, the main advisor to RFK Jr. and, you know, running MAHA operations. He's being diplomatic about it, but you are seeing the swollen ankles. You are seeing more of the sluggish stuff going on. And you look at what he's on. He shouldn't be on it. This is a no-brainer. So the question is, why is it happening? But just briefly back to that, doctor, do we have any idea who the hell told him to take a COVID booster when like 2% of the population is taking it now, and Kennedy and all his experts have proven, like you, we shouldn't be taking it at all?
Yeah, it's very, very strange, Alex. I mean, we have to then put that responsibility onto his personal physician, right? And I think that's probably the most likely explanation. That conversation has gone on with his personal physician, and his personal physician has recommended to him. And he probably was, you know, he went along with it. But I doubt very much his personal physician would have given the information. He wouldn't know, Alex. He's well-meaning, there's no doubt. And this is a problem, right? 99% of doctors are well-meaning. They want to help their patients, but they are being misinformed. And then they misinform their patients, unwittingly harming them potentially, right? And this is the problem. That's why I was very shocked and concerned that President Trump got a booster, COVID booster, even more so than the statins, to be honest, because we know that the more of these, there's so much evidence emerging that there's a dose response, the more COVID shots you had. I don't know how many President Trump has had now. I don't know whether he's had several boosters or whether it's the first time he's had a booster since he had two shots, you know, in 2021. But the more shots you have, the more problems. Right. And I've no doubt that he's being honest. People are there. Oh, President Trump's just saying it, but he wouldn't have taken it. No. He would have taken it. This is part of the issue. Part of the problem people need to realize is that, you know, he is very much himself someone that supports and has profited from the current, you know, neoliberal economic system, which is now out of control. And I have no doubt that he would have believed in his own mind that he was doing something.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Trump,
good for him.
People think he's like a master genius. He's really good on a lot of things, very smart, but he's 79. He really believes in the system. Like, he thought generals are the best people in America. He didn't know they'd been handpicked to be globalists for 40 years. Now he knows that. Trump admitted he didn't understand stuff 8 years ago. Well, he still doesn't get this. He just does not get it.
Yeah. And of course, he said recently as well that, you know, he still feels that the COVID vaccine and Operation Warp Speed has saved millions of lives. I mean, you know, we look at the evidence and where that comes from, Alex, and I'm someone that has expertise in evidence-based medicine. And when you look at studies, there are different levels of quality. There's a hierarchy. And actually, the type of study which President Trump has referred to, with the World Health Organization came out with, right, saying that they've saved 20 million lives, for example, that isn't even in the, is it even considered in the hierarchy of evidence-based medicine? It's like a model, it's almost like a science fiction, like a modeling prediction type stuff, right? And if that was the only evidence we have, fine. We've got other evidence saying, much better quality evidence, so showing actually from the very beginning, it was going to do more harm than good.
Well, I played a clip yesterday or 2 days ago from the FDA CDC meeting, and they got the board up there. They're going, yeah, we don't really know why it works or even how it does it. So we can't answer that. Just talking about the Pfizer shot in general. We just have no idea. They're just like, oh, we have no idea. How is that science?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. himself, if you remember a few months ago, Alex, He stopped, you know, $500 million worth of investments in mRNA vaccine technology because of all the issues, right? And Stephen Hatfield, who's one of the chief medical officers within HHS, in an interview given to Steve Bannon in the War Room, he explained the reasoning, right? They did what he described as a mega analysis. So they looked at all the data. He said there were hundreds of studies showing harms in the mRNA vaccine. He said it was interfering with protein metabolism, mitochondria, and tumor suppressor genes, Alex. In other words, it may be causing cancer.
Hold on, stay there. Exactly. For the first time, HHS actually looks at it and goes, oh my God, the signal's everywhere.
Yes.
Let's talk about that in 60 seconds when we come back and what a great job Kennedy has done with thanks to you and others advising him. We've got Kennedy's chief advisor here with us right now, back in 60 seconds.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed
that,
up.
Is that the way
you
to talk?
You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right
a
now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and here, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, we just spent 30 minutes on Trump, but the fact that he's obviously on a bunch of medications he shouldn't be on. I'm not even a famous cardiologist like our guest and chief advisor to RFK Jr. and the head of Baja Europe, Make Europe Healthy Again. And I know in my own personal family and all these medical experts I've had on, I mean, I was having medical doctors on 30 years ago saying statins for some people literally eat your brain. And then all the studies that actually, you know, non-processed, non-trans fat, you know, cholesterol is really good for you. And back then that was controversial. Now it's well known. There's big studies out actually showing that it's actually good for you in anti-cancer and anti-stroke. Well, what are your blood vessels and brain made out of? Basically cholesterol. So they got Trump on a bunch of stuff he doesn't need. They got him on blood thinners, things that thin the blood, and his blood is already thin. Well, anybody knows you do that, you're going to get a stroke, you're going to get anything off that. So, and you see his hands, the rest of it, and we have seen a slowing down. And I talk to a lot of people that talk to the president every day. And people always conflate who it is. Yeah, I was with Tucker last few days, and he told me some really amazing things, not so much about Trump, but other things. And, wow, but then I can't talk about it. But I have a lot of other sources, and they say Trump, you know, works too much, 20 hours a day, barely sleeps, and most of the time is really there. You're like a 20-year-old man. But other times, you'll hear him on some interviews slurring his words and getting things wrong because he takes on too much. I've seen, you know, like in famous documentaries, he's like, it's 2 a.m. and or another reporter is in there in the Situation area or wherever during the campaign. Can I have another interview? He goes, I'm really tired, but okay. Then you see him on the campaign trail coming into a hotel at 4 a.m. and they go, look, he looks like hell. He's sick. Well, I'd look like that at 4 a.m. when I, you know, when I was 25. And he's got his, you know, his tie's not on. He's wearing like a trench coat. He's like, ugh. Well, I mean, the guy just worked 20 hours. Well, what do you think he's going to look like? I mean, you know, a 16-year-old would look like that. In fact, a 16-year-old couldn't do that. You know, you get older. When I was 16, I wouldn't get out of bed. Now I know how to make myself get out. Like, I just get out. You're 16. God, this feels good. I'm not getting up. So we just want him like a race car. You know, that you go to 2,000, 3,000 RPM, you're going to blow the engine. And that has been my loving perspective on this. And people telling me, no, he's, I mean, I talked to a couple people, and I can get a hold of Trump if I need to, but the point is that people have talked to him for hours sometimes, because Trump will call people for hours. And they say, no, he's jumping around. It's, you know, we're not saying he is a vegetable or has dementia or any of this. We're saying we see a trend downward. And if you keep following that trend, it gets bad under the stress. So, Doctor, closing comments on that. And then let's talk about Kennedy, because I think he is the star of the star, the overperformer. Black pillars bitching and saying enough hasn't been done. I don't think they're following what Kennedy's been able to do just in the last 6 months since he got appointed. So let's speak to that. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so just finishing on the Trump thing, you're absolutely right. I think the key message here, which is great and gives President Trump a lot of hope and everyone else around him that cares about him, is that if he's getting side effects from these pills, he's going to feel significantly better within 2 to 3 weeks of stopping them. And there is no harm from stopping these pills, as far as I'm aware. Okay, but of course he has to discuss that with his doctor. I would be very happy to do a Zoom with President Trump and just go through this to make sure I'm fully informed of his full situation and I'm fully informing him. You're right. Robert Kennedy Jr., absolutely brilliant man, remarkable guy. I've been asked this many times in various people, British press, who of course, you know, they're trying to find every reason to attack Robert Kennedy Jr. I have been a practicing doctor for, you know, 24 years plus. Alex, I've worked in various health policy roles. I've met health secretaries in the UK, politicians around the world. And for me, by far, he stands out. When it comes to his role as a health secretary, he is absolutely brilliant. His knowledge, his integrity, right? Doesn't mean he doesn't sometimes get things wrong. We all do. You know, people ask me stuff and they try and find something that Kennedy may have said that was incorrect or proven incorrect. And I'm like, you know, you've got a guy, let's say in the class, comes top of the class and gets 97%. And you're finding the 3% he gets wrong and that's all you're talking about. Right. That is who Robert Kennedy is. And, I think the most important thing he's done, I think, which is great and has been a very big issue for people who have been part of MAHA and people who have been very concerned on both sides of the political spectrum on the COVID vaccines, but obviously a little bit more on the right side, has been the fact that he has stopped further investments of $500 million in this mRNA vaccine technology. And you see it playing out across America, right? I speak to people, you know, whether it's within NIH, whether it's HHS, whether it's Bobby himself, and text, you know, I exchange texts with him very regular basis. And he does, I know he does take what I say on board. He listens to me. But if you look at what's the real world data, it's had an effect, right, across America, because the latest Rasmussen report revealed that 57% of Americans felt that the excess deaths in the U.S. was somehow linked to the COVID vaccine. More than 85% of American healthcare professionals, right, and your country is very aggressive compared to Europe about the COVID vaccine, are refusing to have any more boosters and COVID vaccines, right? That is the effect of the, and there is a disconnect there, Alex, between the legacy of much of the legacy media, right, and what's happening on the ground. Because what Kennedy is talking about, what he is saying, is absolutely true. And that we have had corporate capture of agencies, of the system, and we have to clean it out, right? We have to go back to people being fully informed, independent science, independent evaluation. But the biggest issue that has, in my view, highlighted this whole problem has been the whole process of the rollout of the COVID vaccine, the mandates, the coercion. I recently wrote a paper with a very eminent psychologist from South Carolina called Andrea Nazarenko. And we basically published this last week. And we said, Alex, and I'm sure you probably agree with me, you know, we've got this big problem of distrust now in the institutions and the establishment. We've seen an uptake. And listen, all vaccines are not the same. And I completely empathize with moms who feel their kids were injured from traditional vaccines, but let's have a debate and understand all vaccines are not the same.
I mean, let's just say the mRNA and all the new stuff they're coming out with is exponentially worse. So I totally agree. So there's a total collapse. You know, the World Economic Forum had its had its meeting this year and said how to get trust back, but push more lies. There's a total collapse in trust.
Exactly. So the people who have been behind, so we did this paper and we looked at the research. Why has the trust gone down? The trust has gone down because of the COVID mandates, because people losing their jobs and not getting vaccinated, for vaccine injured not being apologized to, for doctors who are being, you know, vilified and losing their license or being investigated, Alex. Then this is the reason the trust has gone down. And they are trying to scapegoat. Some of the establishment are trying to scapegoat, saying people like Kennedy, people like me, people like Mary Talley Bowden, right? People who
are... No, it's their own personal experiences.
We are the ones driving the distrust. Yeah, that's false. So there needs to be an apology, Alex. There needs to be an apology from the medical establishment, government bodies. We're very, very sorry. We were well-intentioned. We got it really wrong. There should never be mandates. We should have just offered this to the elderly with informed consent.
But they're not. They're doubling down. So what do you think happens?
Well, that's a psychological reaction, right? It's called cognitive dissonance, and they're doubling down. And we just have to keep fighting, Alex. We keep having these conversations. Because the reality is, the rational argument is this. Unless they acknowledge and apologize for these mistakes and start saying, we're not going to make this, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again, we adequately start compensating vaccine injured, we start looking into, this is a bigger issue, Alex, right? And I've spoken to someone very senior in ACIP, you know, who are involved in terms of the and part of the CDC that are looking into other vaccines. They are concerned, and I'm concerned now, Alex, right, that we've injected this new mRNA technology into millions of people, billions of people around the world, hundreds of millions of Americans, okay? And we now are in a situation where even people who don't have symptoms right now may be at risk of potential cancer, heart disease in the future. We need to develop research into identifying who these people are, what are the simple tests we can do, how do we intervene to stop harm in the future. This is not in the past. This is an ongoing problem.
Well, that was my next question. I can see all the studies that the death is continuing and ongoing, and autoimmune issues and blood clotting and infertility and cancer. So let's say they didn't know what they were doing. Obviously, it's some larger, you know, evil globalist depopulation thing, in my view. But let's just say that now that it's out, all these people that didn't know, if they join in the cover-up or don't render aid and violate the Hippocratic Oath, they are now open accomplices to it, is what you're saying. We need to render aid.
Yeah, 100%. If people know this and they're not acting, it is criminal negligence, Alex, absolutely. And they need to be held accountable. But we have to keep pushing forward, right, through our voices, to, you know, not being afraid to speak out. You know, part of the problem this situation has got to where it has, Alex, is lots of people are too afraid. I have a doctors in America that contacted me years ago and said, Dr. Malhotra, you seem to be out there, almost a minority voice talking about this. I am afraid of speaking out. Vaccine injury is real, because if I do, I'm going to lose my medical license immediately. This is how draconian the situation was. It is, you know, Matthias Desmet is a psychologist in Belgium who wrote this book called, and I recommend everybody read this, it's called The Psychology of Totalitarianism. He talks about throughout history what has happened when you have almost like a authoritarian state control, a brainwashing that happens over the population, and then how it all plays out. And this is essentially a mass hypnosis that we are trying to recover from, and people are traumatized, and, you know, facing these uncomfortable truths is not easy, Alex, right? Jordan Peterson talks about this. He says one of the most traumatic situations for a person to go through is changing one's mind. But we have to face up to it, because if we don't, the situation is only going to get worse. And the people in power who perpetuated this problem are going to remain in power. And the same sort of things are going to happen. We've got this issue with digital ID in the UK, you know, surveillance systems. You know, these are the things that are now becoming more of an issue, being perpetuated by the very same people that implemented lockdowns and mandates, etc. So there needs to be an accountability. There needs to be an apology.
And now let's go here in closing. You have Fauci saying, right when Trump gets elected, don't worry, there's going to be a big pandemic that'll challenge him. We now know from the documents they had a COVID-19 thing on the shelf years before, developed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And then now he's back saying, oh, the new pandemic's coming again. They're not stopping. They're not going away. Then we have the head of Pfizer mRNA, when James O'Keefe caught him 3 years ago before they shut down Project Veritas with him heading it, saying, oh, we've already made a bunch of new variants, so we have a new, you know, sale all the time. I mean, it's just incredible. We've had Fauci referred multiple times by Rand Paul in the Senate for criminal prosecution. I know it's being looked at. This has to happen. Then we see Albert Bourla 2 weeks ago at the White House And I saw it. I literally had like PTSD because I want to support Trump because I know he's better than Democrats. But it's just still, and then he takes the shot and he does this. It's insane. So here's Fauci. Here's Fauci right when Trump got in back in 2017. And then here he is just a few days ago looking like a wolf about to attack a sheep, gleeful that a new pandemic's coming. Here it is.
There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with. So for those who think that infectious disease,
and then there's the transformative, if I might use that word, experience that we've all had now in year five of COVID. So the thought that we won't have another pandemic, I think is naive at best and just not completely unrealistic at worst. So to rephrase your question, I'm convinced that there will be another pandemic, and that's the reason why we have to be perpetually prepared to prevent the terrible impact of a pandemic.
Meanwhile, this guy and his bosses have all these weapons on the shelf just waiting. Fauci is literally a Joseph Mengele 2.0 walking the earth. He's both Frankenstein and his monster together. What do you make of those statements, Doctor?
So these statements are fresh, or was the first statement before?
No. The first one's old, 2017.
Wow.
The second one was two days ago.
That's extraordinary. The first one I haven't seen. That is absolutely extraordinary, where he says we are going to have an outbreak that comes out of nowhere. I mean, listen, you know, It could well be coincidence, but it's a little bit odd. I've got to be honest, especially because it doesn't look good, Alex. This is the man that covered up the fact that this came from a lab in Wuhan.
And got caught doing it. And if you haven't seen the clip, we have Peter Daszak, the head of EcoHealth Alliance. We have Peter Daszak 2 months before COVID shows up saying we've merged viruses in a lab and we're going to come out with vaccines for them.
Yeah, listen, it doesn't look good, Alex, to be honest. I think at the end of the day, what I would say, you know, one of the things that Fauci, listen, the reason that this whole management of the mismanagement of the pandemic was successful for the, you know, big tech and the pharmaceutical industry is because people complied, right? They complied because they were under a state of fear, and they complied because they trusted the authorities, and which is now an all-time low because they mismanaged the pandemic. And one of the things that Fauci kept saying, which I told Tucker Carlson when he interviewed me for Fox Nation a few years ago, he kept saying, trust the science. And my first response to that was, hold on a minute. Medicine is not an exact science. It's an applied science. It's just as much as an art. It's constantly evolving. It's the science of human beings.
Isn't the definition of science is questioning and ever evolving?
Absolutely. It's never settled. It's never final, right? It's very rarely final.
Isn't that why they call medical stuff a practice? Because you practice it. You're learning.
Absolutely. And the thing is, so for me, that was one of the most unscientific statements of the whole pandemic was Fauci saying, trust the science. And that is what we need to do to get people questioning things more is people need to understand that good health doesn't come out of a medicine ball. Okay. We do amazing, great things in medicine, especially in acute care, Alex, right? If you've got broken bones, you're in a road traffic accident, you need an open heart surgery, you know, you've got a tumor that needs removing, you have an infection, an acute infection.
And some of the best people in the world are our doctors and medical. They're one, but that's why tyranny always tries to come through medicine, because we know it's so trusted.
Exactly. But the acute care is amazing. The problem is all the chronic disease management. That's where most of the healthcare dollars go. We're spending more than $4 trillion U.S. dollars in healthcare.
Well, that's like Bayer buying glyphosate, which then is his business model for all the cancer.
Yeah, with the worst outcomes in the Western world, because the business model is based upon fraud, big pharma fraud, to get you taking pills you don't need, that don't really give you much benefit, that come with side effects. And it's no surprise that, you know, American healthcare is collapsing. So people need to realize that good health mainly comes from, it comes from the eating real healthy food. It comes from, you know, making sure that your stress is inevitable in life, mitigating stress by having good relationships, right, with people. It means having moderate exercise. It means, you know, making sure that everybody at least has the basics, like basic housing, shelter, heat in their homes, right? If those policies amongst governments around the world were implemented to make sure that everybody has the basic needs met, Alex, and then people can do what they want.
And by the way, Klaus Schwab talks about cutting off resources to create an angrier world to cause a global revolution to bring in a new system. Trump says lower all energy prices. He gets Saudi Arabia to up output, which even hurts U.S. oil, but globally helps people. Trump said, no, I want to help everybody. And people said, that's so fundamental. His instincts are right. Like, cheap energy is the basis of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, for me, as a doctor who's in the system, who treats people, I'm obsessed with making sure, I'm 47 now, that I do not develop any conditions that then even make me question whether I need to take a pill. And whether it's high, and the key ones are high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, you know, 50% of Americans now are taking some pills for high blood pressure, Alex, up to 50%.
It's here's an example, just to interrupt
they
you.
They can reverse it, Alex.
15 months ago, I was pre-diabetic, went to two different doctors to make sure it was true, and then Joe Rogan said, you're a fat slob, start working out with my guy every day, and do intermittent fasting, and now I've lost 60-plus pounds, and my blood sugar is low, my blood pressure was high, it's low for my age, and it's
amazing.
I started intermittent, I don't eat till 2 o'clock, and I work out an hour every day, and it's all fixed.
Alex, you should be proud of yourself, I'm proud of you, that you've done that. It's very doable, you know that.
But that's what you preach, that's what Kennedy teaches, it's so simple, but they never tell people this.
Yeah. Low carb diet actually is the quickest and best way that people can improve their metabolic health. And that's the major issue in the United States right now. This is what I prescribe patients. And actually,
well, Joe Rogan just told me, he said, Alex, do what I do. He goes, he eats some fruit and like a green drink in the morning. And he doesn't eat till 7. He eats once at 7, or he goes, don't eat till 2, and you can eat 2 to 8. I did the thing where you can, you know, eat more, but I eat 2 to 8. That's it. And it's like magic.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm sure you feel good as well. Actually.
Oh my God.
You feel better.
Yeah. Like I used to eat a big breakfast and feel like crap after it. I used to eat a big breakfast and feel terrible. Now I don't eat till 2 o'clock. I feel wonderful.
Yeah. It's about quality of life. But you know, the big elephant in the room, Alex, for all of us that we need to think about and across society is stress, right? We're all stressed, and chronic stress as a risk factor for heart disease is the same as smoking 20 cigarettes a day. And most of us are not dealing with it. Right. So we need to think back about how do we make sure that we are obsessed about making sure we get enough, you know, 7 to 8 hours sleep a night if we can. You know, we're minimizing stimulants. We are, if we can meditate, if we can spend more time in company of people that love us and we love, not through necessarily just through screens.
Is that
and
why even people that have dogs and cats live longer? Cause it's just,
honestly, that's one of the amazing for health. I asked my patients, they said they've got a pet. Automatically, I know one, they're going to be walking the dog, which is great. Walking is amazing. But actually, yeah, absolutely. Very, very good for health.
Because there's not business. There's not, it's just loving you. It's sitting there, you're petting it. It's funny.
Absolutely.
It's just, yeah.
Absolutely. There's no business model for that, right? For these simple things, you know, there's no business model. But this system, this corporatized, excessive crony capitalistic system wants us to believe that we don't need each other. We can give you some kind of pill or give you some kind of hedonistic high through something through social media or, you know, through sex or whatever, right? And we don't need each other and we are all more and more individualistic. But you know what? We realize more than through the pandemic, we do need each other. What does it mean to be human?
Well,
right?
Doctor, we're out of time. You got to join us again soon. I begged you to come on. How do people find you on X? How do people find all the great work you're doing?
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I'm on at Dr. Asim Malhotra on X. My website's drasim.com and Instagram, Lifestyle Medicine Doctor.
Well, thank you so much, sir, and God bless you. And we'll get the message to Trump to get a second
opinion. Thank you, Alex. Please, do speak to the president. He listens to you, Alex. He listens to you.
I'll get a hold of him. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a person that gets depressed. I mainly get, when I get depressed, I get angry.
And then I realized, go for a walk in the forest, go for a walk in the fields, pet the dog, pet the cat, you know, play a board game with its kids, and everything's fine. You've got to do that. I know I'm saying simple stuff, but the simple stuff is what we're ignoring. All right, massive news straight ahead. We fired the bat signal to Trump.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back. talking to Mel Hothra off air. He was a lot more hardcore, which I totally get that. You know, that's how this is. I get told a lot of stuff in confidence from people at every level of society. And you know, a lot of these folks have known a long time. They've never steered me wrong. But then they tell me, well, you can't talk about it. In fact, you can't even say it because they'll know it's from me. So that's where we are. And, you know, for me, the success of InfoWars is not a power trip. It's the opposite. There's an old saying, nobody knows who first said it, but heavy is the crown of leadership. And God put me in this position. God working through you put me in this position. And I told my lawyers, who are great guys and very successful and, you know, famous and won a lot of cases in defamation, you name it, Ben Brooks, Shelby Jordan, others, I said, they're really respected guys of integrity. I mean, they're the general counsels for major corporations, you name it, the big ones. They saw the case, because I didn't have them until a few years ago. They're like, this isn't even real. And they said if it gets past the first two levels, where first the clerks look at it, then the Supreme Court lawyers, if it gets to the Supreme Court, they must take it because it's cut and dry that you didn't even say the things they say you did. They put it in rulings you said things you never said. Even those things are protected, but you didn't say them. And we have the transcripts and the videos. And, I mean, so much money spent having it all put together. And I said, no. The lower level clerks will look at it and think, yeah, this is terrible. I predicted months ago that it would make it past the first two hurdles, which 95% of cases don't. They get hundreds of thousands of cases a year. And I said, when it goes to the full Supreme Court, they're political, both the Democrats and Republicans, and it all boils down to Alex Jones hurt dead kids, which I did nothing, but it doesn't matter. They're cowards. And as soon as there was political pressure on them to let Trump control the border, they started doing the right thing. As soon as there was political pressure to stop the carbon taxes and the federal agencies creating law outside of law, yeah, they're ruling right now only because of public pressure and Trump and the world understanding it. Only because we stopped being wimps. They go which way the wind blows. So they see a case. Alex Jones pees on kids' graves. Nobody ever peed on graves, but it doesn't matter. I peed on graves, they say, so. And, you know, did all this other stuff. And the Democrats raised money playing victim out of it. And I said, there's no way. They're cowards. And I even said months ago up there with the DOJ, I said, you know, when you reach out to the DOJ subsection, the U.S. trustee that's doing all this in fake auctions, I said, I think the federal judge will actually kick our case out finally and shut all this down. And my lawyers are like, well, if you're right, you usually are, why do you want to do this? And I said, because God's watching. And I don't care. So I deliberately pushed all this to a head. And then my lawyers got it. They went, oh, well, we see what you're doing now. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to do what's right. I don't care because God's watching. I don't think about what the temporal effects are in some Machiavellian thing. My secret power is I do what's right. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. People are like, wait a minute. You just did stuff that would accelerate the shutdown of InfoWars. No, I didn't do that. I told the truth. And yeah, if a bunch of people are scared and crap their britches over it and try to push it off like Pontius Pilate and wash their hands, then so be it. Point is, I'm not going to sit here and play patty cake and not put all this on the table. And we have the lawsuits that are filed in federal court been going on that are just going to be moved over in jurisdictions these guys don't control. cut and dry fraud. Cut and dry money laundering and bid rigging and fraud. And you'll see what happens. And when they shut down InfoWars very soon, weeks or months, it's here now, the damages they've created, it takes what they've done to a whole nother level. And see, to me, it's not about a URL. It's not about this building, any of this stuff. It's about these guys want to steal my identity. They want to wear my skin. And they think they're wearing me out when it's having the opposite effect. Because there's something Mike Lindell, that hour-long interview we did a few hours ago, I think he said it four or five times. He said, I've always done the right thing, and it's the right thing. But he goes, I keep noticing every time I get knocked down, God comes right in and opens more doors, and I come back even stronger. And all these evil things they do to us end up down the road blowing up in their face. And that's the secret, is faith in God. I don't have faith in God. I have absolute assurance and contentment and completion and satisfaction. I have no pride. I'm the opposite of a prideful person. I'm like, oh, I'm so great. Oh, I did so good. Oh, I'm feeling really good. I've never been a prideful person. But what I do have is a feeling of being what I'm supposed to be, feeling satisfied. When the Holy Spirit scans me up and down, and I know I'm being judged, and the Holy Spirit says, true and faithful servant, when God smiles at me, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that twinkle in the eye from God. It's so good. It's a drug beyond drugs. It's everything. And I'm ready to die with pleasure. I'm not suicidal. I'm saying I'm ready to die today. It's a blessing to die in the service of good. And I want my enemies to understand that. I chose my battle. I chose my fate. I'm surprised God's let me operate this long. When God showed me 27, 28 years ago when I got the real commission, possible futures, they were really bad. What would happen to me, the only part I balked at was what happened to my family. But my family, I talked to them, they said, we're on board. So I'm committed. And there's nothing better as a man or as a human than to stand for something, to be committed to something. That's what makes the world go round. That's why a woman or a father takes care of their sick baby. It's why a dad or a mom goes to work and busts their ass. It's why people fight in foreign fields because they believe it's for a greater cause. Even though that cause may turn out to be a fraud later, they did it out of good intention. Because there is free will. And the devil tells you there's not free will. No, there is free will. And you can choose whether you want to serve evil and serve yourself or serve something bigger. And I'll be honest with all the Satanists out there. Serving good is the most selfish thing there is. You just don't get it right away. It's like Luke Skywalker. And Star Wars is cheesy, and they've ruined the franchise, but the writing in the first three is so archetypal to how everything works. And Luke Skywalker says, is the dark side stronger? And he goes, no, faster, easier, more seductive. Once you start down the dark side and the dark path, forever it will rule your destiny. Consume you, it will. Pull that up. Luke Skywalker asks Yoda, is the dark side stronger? But it's so perfectly written. Faster, quicker, more seductive. But once you choose the dark side, it will dominate your destiny. Consume you, it will. You become a slave under evil. You're told what to do. You lose who you are. Under God, it's the opposite. You get greater. You get bigger. You get stronger. You get more knowledge. It's so powerful, and it does flow from God. You're not taking control of the universe like black magic and making it bend to your will because you're Darth Vader. You're flowing with the Holy Spirit. It flows through you. And the more you open up to it, the stronger it gets. And you have free will, but you're in a river of consciousness God created, or a waterfall, and you're pouring out into the ocean of eternity. And you can swim around within the flow. You can make decisions within the flow, but you're in God's flow. The living waters. You're absolutely energized. And that's why they don't like me, is because I'm already transcended them. Oh, I'm an animal. I got the flesh. I'm a killer. I know all their games. I can dial into their sick stuff. I even know why they do it. I get it. I can, you know, understand their customs. I don't like it, but I understand it. You Satanists don't even, most of you don't even have the will to be a real Satanist. You don't even know what you're involved in. I do. And that's why you don't like me. Because, see, these Satanists look at me and they go, oh, that's the boss right there. Yeah, you're right. I am evil. But God saved me. And so you're like, well, there's the devil. He's supposed to be with us. Why is he not with us? That's a big secret, dumbasses. You're losers. I recognize God is in control. I recognize I'm a sinner. I recognize I'm fallen. I have to have God to transcend. I need God. I want God. I worship God. I love God. Not because I am God, but I can recognize God. I can interface with God. I can plug into God and be with God. Remember the Wired magazine headline, "The name that must not be spoken," and the black hand reaching through the dark and destroying the red, white, and blue. Yeah, I got all this news I could hit. And all this stuff I could cover. And I hate to, you know, violate confidences, and I almost never do it. If something, though, is so dangerous and so immoral that if I don't violate the confidence, I become part of it. I know a whole bunch of stuff that I'm not told anybody because it's in confidence. I'm having a real struggle right now not saying it all on air. But the minute I start violating confidences, I will not be given all this information. Like, take the last doctor. You know, obviously he told us a lot of stuff he didn't say on air. Trump's in trouble. And the left will take this out of context. They're the liars. That's on them. No, he's a bull at 79. But like a light bulb is getting ready to go out, he shines brighter, then he shines dimmer. Bzz, 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 bzz. It's going on right now. And he finally took some time off, got a little bit better, but they got him on a whole bunch of blood thinners and statins that would debilitate a 50-year-old man. And you got medical doctors looking at what he's on and who made phone calls and said, did Trump really do that? Yeah, he did it. We told him not to. He did it. And part of it is Trump's like, I don't want to believe I killed all these people going along with this. I got conned. Yeah, I brought Kennedy in to expose it, but I'm going to take it. It's a macho thing with Trump. Trump's a romantic, people. He's a sweetheart. He's a throwback. And I mean that in a good way. And so we're looking, but we believe he's been taking COVID shots every year since then. All part of, no, this isn't bad. I'm going to take it. And let's just hope to God they're giving him saline. Because he dies on us, we got a big problem. There's nobody to fill those shoes. I think J.D. Vance is great. That's why he's under such attack. A really good man. Been a listener for over a decade. But I mean, even I know for decades that statins are absolutely horrible. And you got Trump on blood thinners when he doesn't have thick blood. I mean, this is a disaster. And then the idiot white pillars will be like, you're undermining Trump. Shut up. He'll live forever. No, you need to understand that you're morons. Trump's just a man like everybody else. And I know for a fact he's having decline issues compared to where he was. And I say that so he gets back on the right path, not to undermine him. It's not my fault the left takes what I say and twists it. That's why they're the left. That's why they're the frauds. That's why they're the scammers. But all I ask from the listeners is, whether it's tomorrow or next week or a month from now, the receiver was here last Tuesday, they go, oh, it'll take a month to shut you down. Well, the Supreme Court rules against you maybe quicker. I have no idea what's going to happen. Just when you tune in and InfoWars ain't here, go find us at Rumble, find us at X, and tell everybody about it. Because all I care about is being there to raise the alarm about Chuck Schumer saying, we need, you know, violent uprisings, forceful uprisings. And they're gearing up for it. You're like, oh, these leftists, they're a bunch of wimps. They're going to shoot up their own people, for God's sakes. I told you 8 months before they evacuated the black colleges 3 weeks ago, they're going to attack the black colleges, and now they're evacuating them because the Charlie Kirk supporters are coming to kill them. And it turns out they admit that was fake. Of course it is. But the poor black folks are trying to go to college being told Charlie Kirk's coming to kill you. It's not hard to deduce. When the left says Trump supporters are going to kill black people en masse, and I go, where is this going to be a bunch of black people? Black church, black college. It ain't hard, people. It's deduction, my dear Watson. And just as sure as the sun came up this morning, they're getting ready for it. And what are you going to do when you wake up and they truck bombed a black college and blame all white people? The bigger question is, what are black people going to do? And that's why they don't like my show, because all these prominent black people figured it out are playing clips of the show going, yeah, this doesn't make sense. Why would Trump, how would they know that somebody's going to blow up a black college? Why would they say it before? And then when it happens, yeah. It's like when somebody doubles fire insurance on the house and there's a fire a month later, the investigators go, why'd you double your fire insurance? Like Larry Silverstein doubled insurance for terrorism on the World Trade Center 1 month before it happened. Only time they've ever given that insurance policy, they gave it to him. Meanwhile, he admits he blew it up. This is 2 + 2 = 4, folks. They're going to mow down a bunch of illegal aliens. And they're going to shoot up or bomb a black church or college. Only, and I want my predictions to stop coming true. Why do I do this? Why do I point out I'm right? Because if enough of you listen, they won't be able to do it because it's going to freak them out that I know their next move. And that you know. Why did they freak out in May trying to get me off the air with armed guards with no court order? Because I said they're getting ready to kill Trump at a public rally. I said the next few months. And they're listening to me on the phone telling Trump that too. And they go, how the hell does he know this? I already told you. The Holy Spirit. And they don't like that spiritual intel. But it doesn't matter what happens to me. God will rise up 1,000 more people to replace me. You're already out there. You already have a connection to God. You could already be the spiritual intel we need. I'm here to trigger the next generation. I'm not the only person around that has these skills. We're all given gifts by God. I'm looking for you. But you've got to get active. You've got to get engaged. You've got to trust God. You've got to get involved. They've been waiting on you. Long after I'm shoveled in my grave, it's going to be people out there watching, listening right now. They're going to carry the torch of this fight. Here's the Star Wars clip about the dark side. And then a few other clips I want to hit. Stay with us.
Woo! Jedi's strength flows from the Force. But beware of the dark side. Anger, fear, aggression. The dark side of the Force are they. Easily they flow, quick to join you in a fight. If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you it will, as it did Obi-Wan's apprentice.
Vader, is the dark side stronger?
No, no, no. But the easier, more seductive.
But how am I to know the good side from the bad?
You will know when you are calm, at peace, passive. A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and defense, never for attack.
But tell me why I can't...
No, no, there is no why. Nothing more will I teach you today. Clear your mind of questions.
Here's what I'm going to do. The Tucker Carlson interview was 2 hours long, very powerful, and I'm just going to air the first hour of it next hour, and then Harrison Smith takes over. I'm going to call my lawyers I haven't even talked to yet about the attempted shutdown and what we're dealing with here. You know, a lot of people out there, because we've survived so much, spun it like it was the boy that cried wolf. It's been the opposite of that. It's more like George Washington in the six-year war with the British losing for the first 5 years and winning in the sixth. And they're going to say it's a big victory shutting us down, and they're going to continue to harass us. But as long as you back us, we're just going to get stronger. And everything we've talked about is all coming true, so that's why they're so pissed. And so it's all up to you how much we get amplified. It's all up to you how many people we affect and what we do. Remember, the name InfoWar they want, that belongs to the public. That's a generic term. They'll get a website. It means nothing. But the InfoWar lives on, and you're the InfoWarriors. There's a war on for your mind. But thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. Bigley does. They own the Alex Jones Network. And the backup studio's built. Bigger ones are being built. It'll rival this. Beautiful. We plan to go 19 hours a day is my plan as the news director. That's midnight to 5 a.m. will be rebroadcast, but it's from 5 a.m. to midnight live. And we got so many people want to come on board, and we'll move on past this fight that I fought all the way. And the only person they can harass is me, because I don't own the Alex Jones Network and all the hosts and all the stuff. And they'll harass me and depose me. It's okay. I'm a big boy. But what I need is funds for the new network and the crew and what we're going to do here. And we won't have most of the funds being siphoned off into the bankruptcy and then persecuting us and using the money to persecute us. They never wanted any money. They want me off the air. Well, guess what? You don't get that. I mean, again, they could have a gun to my head. I wouldn't stop. This is a honor. It is a pleasure. But you are the variable. You decide how hard we punch. Your prayer, your word of mouth, your financial support. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now. Thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, the limited edition, veterans of the InfoWar, 1997, 2025. It's all there. The very best supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit. You can buy any of the Shilajit, as many bottles as you want, 50% off. It is incredible. That is how you keep us on the air. And everybody should commit and be a VIP. It's not a commitment. You can cancel any time for free. $30 a month. You get $40 to spend in the store instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody's going to support to be a VIP. So to signal you support us, go now and become a VIP. I want to thank those that have been VIPs. But if you haven't been a VIP, what are you thinking? Join us in the fight now.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh, because you showed up.
You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending
defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexjonesstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and gear. Promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, really glad to have you back.
It's always great to be with you and your wonderful crew in Florida, but Maine is my favorite. This is truly a little slice of Mayberry.
Mildly demented Mayberry. Thank you. So what, everyone's been focused on Israel, Gaza, the huge debate about Israel and the United States, which is great, fine. But we sort of are ignoring other things that are happening here and abroad as we have that debate. And one of the things that seems to be happening that fewer Americans are aware of is the situation in Russia seems to be getting between Russia and Ukraine and the United States and Europe, NATO, seems to be degrading quickly. Where is that going, do you think?
It's an extreme escalatory phase, 3.5+ years in. As you know, Trump says he's strongly considering giving them long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles. And Russia has said that that escalates into direct war, and they're basically calling it World War IV. The CIA called the Cold War World War III. So we are really in with all the ingredients we have with China, the North Korean troops being in Ukraine, all the different proxy countries involved. This is really is a new world war. The only question is, will it continue to escalate, which it is now. And in the next phase, we know that NATO has already been caught with Zelensky with Ukraine 2 years ago shooting missiles into Poland. They tried to blame on Russia. There's been those drones that they claim came out of Russia, but Russia says it was basically a setup a few months ago. You have Operation Spiderweb 3 months ago, with smuggled drones as far as 4,000 miles away from Ukraine in Russia on its coast with Japan, with their bear bombers being blown up, part of their nuclear triad. So imagine if that happened in America, and imagine if Russia had given Mexico the drones to do it. So all of this is NATO trying to suck the United States directly into full conflict. They've got a 250,000 person army, conscription starting up in parts of Europe, a descendant of, quote, peacekeeping force, to Ukraine, really calling an invasion force, a peacekeeping force. And then now, as I predicted, it was the next move. NATO claims that Russia is going into the zero phase or zero hour, and that NATO is now putting out propaganda the last 48 hours that Russia has pre-positioned undercover Spetsnaz special forces all over Europe, preparing terror attacks and mass casualty events, and that Russia is preparing to attack Europe proper, which, of course, is completely insane to do that offensively. And so that fits the pattern of the preparation for false flags that will then be blamed on Russia as the pretext
to invoke the articles in NATO that brings NATO directly into war, and that the United States is still part of NATO, that will drag us directly into war with Russia that will quickly escalate into thermonuclear war in every major war game there is. That's why I agree with Elon Musk and Senator Lee that it's time for us to get out of NATO.
Immediately. If you take three steps back, so Europe has no reason to fight Russia at all. Europe has every reason to cooperate with Russia, at least on energy, but on a lot of things probably. It refuses. Russia's now formed an alliance, probably permanent, with China. And so and Ukraine, of course, can't win. They don't have the manpower. They never could. So if you're escalating the war at this point, if you're promoting the war at this point, it seems to me your goal is to destroy Europe. And I think that's kind of always been the goal, to destroy Europe and the United States.
Well, as you stated, it has been the policy of the United States since the 50s, right through Nixon, right through Reagan, right through Herbert Walker Bush, right until just the last 5 years or so, to split China from Russia.
Of course.
And that is a very good policy. And you have China that is actually expanding all over the South China Sea, just cut off 95% of rare earth minerals to the world, including the U.S. Serious act of war, absolutely vital in everything we do. For folks that don't know, nothing works. Cell phones, computers, avionics and aircraft, everything, satellites is based on those. That's all their question. How is China allowed to position itself for 95% plus control of rare earth minerals? That's a serious act of war. So their expansion is taking islands in the Philippines, taking drilling rigs, off the coast of Vietnam. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All that's happening, they just put a communist government, or trying to, fully in South Korea. So China is on the move, and everything should be focused on them. It is a strategic blunder of biblical proportions to be roped into the Soros NATO war. But NATO and the EU unelected commission has said for years that Europe's demographics and finances are the worst of any first world nation or sector. And so they say their business model is a 20 to 30 year war, conventional with Russia, that they believe will allow them to stay on a war economy and will finally break Russia. And then they will break Russia into five parts. That's official EU commission policy. It's totally delusional. Russia's outproducing weapons 3-1, has three times the troops in the field and only gearing up. And so in the face of that delusional plan, similar to Napoleon's or Hitler's with Operation Barbarossa in 42, Europe is trying to double down again and sucking us in. But when all the real strategists and even all their think tanks say this wouldn't work, then the question is, why is the unelected commission and the U.S. neocons and left fully supporting this commitment to total war?
Because they want to destroy Christian civilization. That's why.
Yes,
it's why they got behind the First and Second World Wars, and it's why the lesson that they taught us in school was that it's dangerous to have a big white Christian country, which it's not, actually, and they've systematically tried to destroy those countries, and they've succeeded.
And Russia is a very Christian nation, very pro-Western, and the left hates that. And so now they exactly, how do they turn over the chessboard when the Hollywood, satanic, globalist, BlackRock elite are failing? Is you kamikaze the Russians and America and Europe into a giant climactic war while the globalists sit back and watch us all kill each other.
That's totally right. I think that's totally right. Why are we participating in it? Why would the U.S. government ever send long-range missiles? Why would basically, if we send those munitions to Ukraine, we're at open war. We've been at war with Russia for 3.5 years, as you know, but that would just be open war. Why would we go along with that? What is going on?
It's sleepwalking into Armageddon. Well, Europe's demographics and financial system means the unelected EU will collapse in the next few years. It's politically unpopular. So the political reason is they believe a war will keep them in power, and it's delusional. That's the last refuge of tyrants when they're falling, is to take the country to war to try to maintain domestic control. But again, at a spiritual level, it's absolute Satanism. It's absolute death cult, death wish that if the globalists can't maintain control, they'll just drag us into the grave of history with themselves. And like so many tyrannies, they are going like the elephant graveyard or boneyard to Russia to die.
Why would the U.S. government continue to recognize Zelensky, who's an unelected dictator who's worked for years to destroy Christianity in Ukraine, which is a Christian country and has always been? Why would he be invited to the White House this week? I don't understand. When he does not have a Democratic mandate. He's not an elected leader. He's a murderer. They've sold our weapons to some of the worst terror groups in the world. And we're treating him like he's a head of state. Like, why are we doing that?
And just, what, a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he was back at the White House. And Trump then posted Truth Social. And I love Trump overall, but Trump started doing a 180 from saying we need to get out of this to saying, well, we're out of it, but we'll sell whatever weapons to Europe you want. And I feel like Ukraine's going to win and maybe not just get back its territory, but get more territory, meaning Russia, which is an extremely provocative and escalatory statement to Russia. And we know that Putin agreed, actually, to the framework of what Trump wanted, but Zelensky and NATO have refused. And so we have to ask the calculus of why the president, who's, you know, Mr. Peace Prize, has done a great job helping in seven other conflicts, which I totally support. Why is he suddenly changing course? Tucker, you know him a lot better than I do.
So did you know that before the current generation, chips and fries were cooked in natural fats like beef tallow? That's how things used to be done. And that's why people looked a little slimmer at the time and ate better than they do now. Well, Masa Chips is bringing that all back. They've created a tortilla chip that's not only delicious, it's made with just three simple ingredients. A, organic corn. B, sea salt. C, 100% grass-fed beef tallow. That's all that's in it. These are not your average chips. Masa Chips are crunchier, more flavorful, even sturdier. They don't break in your guacamole. And because of the quality ingredients, they are way more filling and nourishing, so you don't have to eat four bags of them. You can eat just a single bag as I do. It's a totally different experience. It's light. It's clean. It's genuinely satisfying. I have a garage full and I can tell you they're great. The lime flavor is particularly good. We have a hard time putting those down. So if you want to give it a try, go to MasaChips, MasaChips.com/Tucker. Use the code Tucker for 25% off your first order. That's MasaChips.com/Tucker. Use the code Tucker for 25% off your first order. For to shop in person in October, Masa is going to be available at your local Sprouts supermarket. So stop by and pick up a bag before we eat them all. And we eat a lot. Why the attraction to Zelensky? Why does our foreign policy class or donor class have this fixation on Zelensky? He's a hero. By the way, I've tried to interview him like 20 times. He refused to do an interview with me, but he's, you know, everywhere in the United States. He's basically American at this point. What's the appeal there?
I think it's the money laundering appeal. And the fact that that's where most of the money laundering is still able to go on since Trump and Doge and Elon shut down a lot of the graft and USAID and the EPA and Department of Energy, that clearly that is a place where they can launder money and where they can, you know, go over there and be like rock stars in Kiev and be, you know, have all the prostitutes. The rest of it, reportedly, it's Sodom and Gomorrah over there. The women, you know, are just partying while the men, boys and old men go off to die. It's a very, very sick situation, and just the height of decadence. You know, we've heard the quote of Marie Antoinette, which they never proved she said it, where they're about to storm the Bastille, the start of the French Revolution, and they say the peasants are all starving. You know, they're begging for grain, and they're begging for wheat, and she says, "Let them eat cake." And then you saw what happened. Well, this is literally let them eat cake while our country's infrastructure falls apart, while millions die from fentanyl, while crime is rampant in the streets. We have all this money being sent over to Ukraine. And look, I don't like sending money to Israel. I'm not anti-Israel in general. I'm not against the existence of Israel. But that sucks all the oxygen out of the room. And all people talk about is the 50,000 dead Gazans in October 7th, where clearly Netanyahu stood down. That should be investigated. But what about the million plus conservatively dead in and around Ukraine? And what about its potential and now probability on the current trajectory of escalation to lead into full world war and nuclear war. That to me is why it's absolutely the front and center issue. And, you know, the TV cameras are all turned on Gaza, which is fine. But the scale of Ukraine and its potential danger is in a whole nother league.
It is, isn't it? That's my sense.
It
is. Why is no one saying that?
Well, I mean, I notice you get called an anti-Semite, which is absolutely preposterous and ridiculous. That's why the Israel lobby, both AIPAC and the ADL, are such jokes now and being...
Well, that's just, that's a campaign run out of Israel, which is a foreign country, to slander me and others. I just don't want to go to war with Iran. It's that simple.
But right? See, you're consistent. You apologize. You bought into the propaganda decades ago. I remember about 15 years ago, you came to see me in Austin. You were kind of doing your tour of your own, you know, your apology tour that you came up with, which I admire. I've made mistakes too and done that. You said, I'm done. I was lied to about WMDs. You said, hey, Building 7. When we first talked about that, I've really woken up that I was drinking the Kool-Aid and I'm done. And you've consistently for what 15 years now or longer have basically the same policies I'm for. And when I'm against Israel pulling us into war with Iran, it's not because I hate Jews. It's because we understand how dangerous it is and how out of control it is and how Netanyahu's wanted this for 25 years and helped found Hamas or fund Hamas and you know, all of this. And they just put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. So you're, again, and you're also not being anti-Ukrainian or anti, you know.
Well, I feel so sorry for the Ukrainians. They got completely screwed by the West as usual.
So exactly. So you're consistent that you don't want offensive wars with the U.S. involved. And that China is literally saying prepare for total war and expanding into the Caribbean and trying to take the Panama Canal. We don't want war with China either. But if we're tied up in all these wars, we don't have peace through strength. All hands should be on deck for China. Everything should be mobilized for China. Every real analyst knows that. And so you're here with serious policy, serious research, serious background saying we can't be in Netanyahu's sandbox. And then blowing up more countries and
it's
shipping
them refugees. It's an irrelevant country. It's irrelevant. 9 million people with no resources. Everyone loves Jerusalem and Bethlehem. That's great. But the country itself means absolutely nothing.
It's like
Malawi. Why are we spending all of our time talking about this irrelevant country? It's like bizarre.
And that's why I brought it up is because we need to talk about it in my view in the real context that the ultra right wing, you know, that thinks everything's Israel, all roads lead to Israel. I saw you talk about this a few weeks ago. It's sick. It's crazy. It's not a defense of Israel.
No, of course not.
It's a defense of reality. We have to somehow only spend 10% of our time on Israel. I mean, right now, and here I am doing it, but you have to do it instead of literally, I think in talk radio and liberal blogosphere and everywhere, I think it's like 90% is on Israel right now. And it's sick.
I know.
And I think Netanyahu likes it. He loves being the center of attention.
Of course, and loves feeling hated and, you know, I'm so persecuted and all this stuff. It's like, I totally agree with you. And it's also unhealthy. And then, you know, it does get to a place where people become hateful and that, you know, that's not good for anybody.
Well, if you look at it, the Levon affair and the USS Liberty and some other things, Israel is very capable with different leadership it's had to stage false flags and drag us in. And if you really study 9/11, and at the end of the day, it was an alliance of Israeli neocons and U.S. neocons that bare minimum used an attack to build a larger attack around it for the Project for American Century to take us into the Pax Americana war in the Middle East. And that's where we, you know, $10 trillion later, whatever it is, I think it's $11 trillion or more, are in this.
That's not a theory. I was there. I mean, I shared office space for the Project for New American Century. I worked at the Weekly Standard. So yes, that is just a fact that happened. If we're reaching the point where people's memories are so bad that counts as a conspiracy theory, then I just give up. Does Wikipedia call that a conspiracy theory?
No, but you know, they call it neocons or if you talk about neocons, that's anti-Semitic. Well, yeah, about half the neocons were Jewish. But the fact is they're crazy warmongers that believe the end justifies the mean. And when you get further back, Trotsky got kicked out by Stalin and he ran to Mexico. The Stalin had him hunted down and killed by an assassin with an ice axe. And then all of his top people came to the U.S., became the neocons and said, we're going to take over the Republican Party and we're going to go to war with Russia to get back control of what's ours. Because Trotsky was supposed to replace Lenin when he died, but instead he got kicked out. And so it is a fact, historical fact, even the Wall Street Journal 20 years ago wrote about it, that when you look at the Weekly Standard and you look at the neocons, they are literal Trotskyite communists from the Russian derivation that set up a neoconism. And then you had Cheney and Rumsfeld and others that weren't Jewish, but were large parts of the neocon system. And so that's why Netanyahu plugged into that so nicely, because he came out of the neocons in the 1970s and 80s.
No, that's all just a fact. That's not, I mean, there's nothing hidden or creepy about it, but saying it.
Yeah, and if the British had come over here with a group of communists and taken over the Republican Party, I'd be against it. I mean, my last name's Jones. It's just, it is what it is, and it's out of control.
No, I know.
And now people are awake to it, and that's a good thing. And we need to dismantle, undo any foreign influence. I'm just simply saying that's a big problem, but nothing compared to communist China. But it becomes the biggest problem when the Israel lobby doesn't want the pivot to Asia that's taken us 16 years to do and still hasn't happened. And instead, the same lobbies are involved with Soros and the left allied, the neocons, wanting a war with Russia that empowers China. It is strategically a total disaster. No one even debates that at all. The top think tanks, as you know, I mean, this is 101, folks. This is absolute total disaster.
Literally.
Why the dollar is getting weak. It's why BRICS is getting stronger. This is what you do if you want to destroy America. And I agree with Tucker. At the end of the day, it's because the evil forces above this want to destroy the West.
Here's something you may not have known. Back in 2015, the Congress of the United States repealed something called the Country of Origin Labeling Act. Christian civilization, of course, the first, second world wars were that was it. That's not pro-Hitler. I'm anti-Hitler, just for the record, very anti-Hitler. But the effect was to destroy like the most beautiful civilization ever created by far in history, all history. And this is the final blow. It seems very, very obvious to me. And we should be aware of that as we proceed. When gold crosses 4,000, I don't understand why that's not like front page news. Like, cause to me that maybe, I mean, you're better at this than I, but that means that the cumulative effect of everything we're discussing has been to destroy the US dollar.
When you read what even all Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, the IMF, the World Bank, the XM Bank, it's not even debated. They've decided in the last really 3-4 years that they're going to deal with monetary debt worldwide, both corporate, governmental, individual, with inflation. And Trump recognizes that and has said, fine, we'll have inflation with expansion and expansion of goods. And all the economists agree that that will have some pain, but overall will be something that could actually be successful. If you have the leftist UN, WEF, Great Reset, post-industrial carbon tax plan, you will have stagflation, which is high inflation, but a ongoing recession, depression, which is the perfect storm of hell on earth. And that is what the UN and the globalists directly want, to create a worldwide serf system of more manageable slaves in their official policies, break down the borders with first world and third world, not to rise up the third world economically, but to lower everybody down to a level. Then the globalists say they'll have small, compact city states and rural city states like the Hunger Games, where they have medicine, technology, and everything, and then just basically fly above us, and we're going to be put into a agrarian situation with a much reduced world population. So that's the official Great Reset, post-industrial, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 policy. And there's nothing more frustrating than reading all their policy books and the legislation and the treaties, and then seeing it carried out, which is the purposeful planned depopulation of the earth through slow starvation. And resources being restricted and the conflict that comes with when resources are constricted. And then I see Trump massively increasing energy production and then going to Saudi Arabia and having them increase energy production, which hurts U.S. oil production, but helps the world in general lower inflation and get real money in the hands of people. That's the biggest benefit. And then no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. All the things he's doing, $10 trillion committed in investment, several trillion already here. All of that is exactly what you do if you want to help the people and build a middle class and a sustainable, thriving country and world, building back our morale and nationalism and the family and God. Trump gets an A-plus on all of that, but he needs to get more on message and not say, oh, the left are idiots. They don't know how to manage things. No, the globalists admit that they want a post-industrial world. That's John Kerry said last year, we got to cut off half the farming or people will starve. That's what causes starvation, obviously. And they want to cut the resources off so they can manage and control people. That's why in the Netherlands and in Ireland and in Sri Lanka, all over, they're cutting off massive amounts of the farming, taking some of the best farming land ever and saying, sorry, your cows pass gas, it's bad for the earth. That is deliberate sabotage of the world economy to cause a collapse. Then the banksters can loan us more money, bring in a new cashless society, social credit score. That is the end game plan. And they talk about carbon lockdowns for the earth, where you'll be told when you can leave your house. During carbon lockdowns, you'll be told when you can leave your 15-minute city. This is a very totalitarian hellscape, dystopia, sci-fi vision they have. And Trump is 95%, I would say, in opposition to it, even with his limited understanding. By limited, I mean he's smart about the economy, but doesn't understand it's deliberate. And he goes, oh, they're really dumb. These are the worst ideas I ever heard. Is that why they're all unified, decades getting them in place? Is that why the big banks and corporations are exempt? No, it's feudalism. We don't have resources. We don't have rights. They all have the rights. That is the purest form of economic control. It's the oldest form of government. It's been the most common form of government in world history. And the UN and the globalists say we're bringing back feudalism. Neo-feudalistic capitalism is what they call it. But really, it's just slavery. And that's what we're opposing. And that's what the relaunch of the West is about. That's what Elon Musk understands. And that's why this is a do or die existential threat to everybody. People should just get on board and get hardcore or be absolute feudal slaves if you're lucky.
How do you get on board?
You understand and you research the Great Reset and you research Larry Fink, now the head of the World Economic Forum. You realize 3 years ago, the UN made the World Economic Forum co-equal to its governing body and its councils. And you understand if you actually read their writings, the future isn't human. People are bad. Families are bad. We're going to have these AI gods that take over. I mean, it is just the wildest thing that Lex Luthor in a comic book couldn't come up with. This is beyond supervillain stuff. This is real super demon stuff. And you have to identify the attack you're under and that it's deliberate. Then you have to mobilize and get good legislatures and governors and others elected. Populists are getting elected all over the world. People are really waking up to this. And we have now these attorney generals winning court cases in Texas and other places where BlackRock tried to come in and say, we're not going to have any investment in your state if you don't get rid of fossil fuels. And then Texas sued Kim Paxton and said, this is racketeering. This is illegal. They won the court cases. It is. Because Larry Fink says this is about control. And we're going to control you. And they control us by managing our money. Well, now a bunch of states are pulling their pension funds from BlackRock. And now Larry Fink is singing a different tune, at least publicly, and they pulled some of their DEI and some of the ESG stuff, which is the corporate governance. When you wonder why, whether you're in Australia, Germany, or the U.S. or Canada, it's the same policies, the same programs, the same drag queen story times, the same take a knee during the national anthem. All of this comes out of them literally trying to demoralize us, because if we have a free, open society, people around the world are going to want that, and you can't have a control group where there's some free, prosperous Western nations, and everybody else slaves under BlackRock and the globalists. That's why you've got to take down the West so there's nowhere to run.
I think that's exactly right. You can't have different systems, radically different systems in a globalized world. Can you?
No, and so exactly. So there's a fight between, do you want the 1984 civilization or do you want the 1776 civilization? 1776 isn't going back. It's back to the future. It was the flower of the Renaissance and the greatest expression of hundreds and hundreds of years of the Great Awakening and of the Enlightenment. And so it's a continuation of that. We have to get back to the future, back to the avant-garde, back to what produces the most freedom, the most wealth. Classical liberalism of Thomas Jefferson. Now, modern liberalism is totalitarian, anti-family, anti-speech, anti-self-defense, anti-private property. Modern liberalism is a totalitarian, death cult, transhumanist, poison to sabotage human civilization. It's a depopulation program. 1776 is the ultimate, most successful push of humans to produce the very best atmosphere of liberty and freedom and competition and empowerment. The problem is, in the cycle, as you know, hard times make strong men make good times make weak men make bad times. The problem is that are we good enough? It was Benjamin Franklin, right? If they finally, years later after the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Constitution, finally got the Bill of Rights done, and he was walking out, and the newspaper reporter said, Mr. Franklin, you know, do we now finally have our nation? And he said, yes, you have your republic if you can keep it. And he said, and so did Jefferson, he said, you got to have informed, involved, educated people. And Jefferson wrote about this constantly. He said, not just informed about math or Latin, but you got to have people that are farmers. You got to have, people that actually know how to skin a buck and run a trot line. He said, if you ever get people where they're not physically out there able to run and control their whole lives, the so-called education doesn't matter because they're just educated idiots. So you've got to have that multifacetedness where, people have to really, and people think of that as work. No, it's empowering to really try to be what Thomas Jefferson talked about. And then when you go through what Jefferson went through, some of us have gone through some.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Alex Jones. Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Then you read Jefferson, you realize we're back in that same time of change and revolution again. It's our revolution. We have the ball. We're selling the best system. We have the proven track record. We're the good guys. And we've got to stand up and make the choices clear, plant our flag and say, this is the hill to die on, and we will win.
The way to derail that kind of response, that kind of consciousness, is by creating like total chaos in your country. And the second that happens, the second it's dangerous to drive on I-95 or I-5, then people can't think clearly at all, and they just become purely reactive.
Or have COVID lockdowns.
Or COVID lockdowns.
And put masks on little kids.
Exactly. And I think you've described the Trump record right. Like, you know, moving in the right direction, flaws, but moving in the right direction. The way to derail all of that is not the midterm elections. It's some kind of civil strife. Do you think that's coming?
Well, Russia was right to lead off with. I didn't know we were going to lead off with, but I think that was the most important thing. We didn't really talk much before this. And the next place I wanted to go was the Podesta plan.
What is the Podesta plan?
Well, when I talk about this, I get chills because in August of 2020, Breitbart wrote about it. The Daily Caller wrote about it. But the New York Times wrote about it first. And Podesta does this big Democrat Party war game.
Which Podesta? John?
John Podesta.
Former White House Chief of Staff. Yep.
Absolutely. And then later the climate czar for Biden, or giving up the climate money, stealing it. he comes out of this huge report. They publish the whole thing. And I'm reading like this, it was like 70 pages or something. And they say, if Trump wins in 2020, this is in August, months before, which they were able to steal it, so he didn't. He said, we're going to have Western states secede. We're going to have blue cities secede, but we'll start with the Western states, California, Oregon, and Washington. And we'll call it over migrants and sanctuary cities and healthcare at first, which they're now doing. I'm getting chills because it's all happening. Like you go to a play and you're reading, oh, the next act is this, and Romeo and Juliet. I mean, it's all right there. And they say, you know, if he wins, we will say it's illegitimate. We will have blue states first secede and that they're going to be sanctuary cities for the illegals. Then when there's civil unrest, which they'll furnish, Trump will send the National Guard, and then there'll be a massacre of the migrants. And then we will kick off a civil war. Then all the blue cities across the country will secede. Then New York, Massachusetts, and others will secede. And we'll form what we call the Western Alliance. And we will then, the U.S. military will be with us because they control the generals, people that think that, don't think otherwise. That was Trump's big mistake, he found out. Most of them are globalists at the top, not your enlisted, they're great people. And that they would then form a military alliance if Trump didn't stand down, and they would march on D.C. And then they made a movie produced 2 years ago, they released last year, called Civil War, that is the last act of the Podesta plan. That's in a 2+ year civil war race-based. At the end, they go and, you know, the black female sergeant kills the Trumpian figure in the White House. And that's because evil white people are out massacring brown people across the country. So the U.S. military reconvenes under Gavin Newsom's command type. And then they come in and then they take over the country and then they re-educate all the evil right wingers and evil white people. And then I saw Gavin Newsom on Colbert about 3 weeks ago, and he said, oh, we're forming, and they hold a map up, the Western Alliance, and it's for migrants and healthcare, and we're getting ready to go on offense, and Colbert goes, ah, he does that demon face, he goes, ah, and the whole crowd goes, ah, because they're all read in on this. We have countless videos at rallies in Austin and Denver and New York where the left goes, soon Trump and Homan will kill a bunch of us, and when they do, that's when the uprising begins. So they're all read in on this. They all know it is the Podesta plan. They all know it's the Western Alliance. They all know it's the Western offense. And so you have the Soros NGO-funded No Kings events, like they had on the 14th of June, when the guy that worked for Tampon Tim went around reportedly, you know, killing senators and state reps there at the state level. He later told the FBI and wrote a letter saying, no, I did this for the Democrats as a false flag, so that Tim Walz could, you know, play victim. He supposedly had a bunch of accomplices, but they didn't help him. They caught his wife and a bunch of people with passports, guns, and money, you know, fleeing the area. But within 2 hours of the attack, they had his roommate on TV saying, oh, he loved Trump and Alex Jones. Isn't that interesting? It's all very scripted. But my point is, now you have the No Kings this weekend. And we now have Schumer, on Monday, went on MSNBC and said, we need to have a forceful uprising. We need to have a forceful uprising. What's the exact quote? My producer's over there. So this is chilling. And he said he wants to keep the shutdown going at least until next Saturday, the 18th, to get the maximum amount of anger that they can get. You have Akeem Jeffries saying similar things. So they're not even hiding any of this anymore.
So the idea is to whip their supporters into a frenzy, basically do BLM 5 years later.
Yes, but on a much wider scale. And so when you have, here I'll put the actual quote, when you actually have, because I have it posted on my actual Alex Jones, when you have these guys openly saying this, I mean, this is as big a deal as it gets. I mean, this is just,
when Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer,
forceful uprising. I want to get it exactly right. Forceful uprising.
Chuck Schumer called for a forceful uprising?
Forceful uprising because of the indictment of Letitia James on mortgage fraud.
But I mean, it sounds like Letitia James committed mortgage fraud.
Well, they're only gone after in Virginia so far. New York's, as you know, is even worse. And what's crazy is we have all the public documents, total fraud, like 4 residences as primary residence, residences that she says are single family homes. And there's 5 people, 5 apartments in it. I mean, this is serious fraud. So everything she accused Trump of doing baselessly, she's now doing. And she's the chief.
Well, that's always the way, Alex, isn't it?
Exactly. The total inversion. So everything they've accused Trump of is what they're actually doing. And then she's been caught and now they're whining. CNN the other day said, well, everybody engages in mortgage fraud. Well, I don't.
No, I don't engage in mortgages and much less fraud. No, but it is always just like when Bill Kristol accused me of backing an ethno state. I was like, no, I'm not the one who backs the ethno state. So Chuck Schumer saying a forceful uprising is called, he wants a forceful uprising.
He called this weekend for a forceful uprising, close quote, on MSNBC, he goes, we need to have a forceful uprising to this. Similar to his, you know, you've reaped the whirlwind thing, you're going to get it. So they're obviously agitating for more violence. You see the governor candidate in Virginia, after the AG candidate, who's been in the lead, you know, said, I want to kill these state reps. I want to kill their children. I want to kill cops. And then they, the other gubernatorial candidate asked the lady, will you decry him calling for killing members of the legislature and their children by name? And she said, nope.
Abigail Spanberger.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a CIA officer at one point.
It's totally insane. And she sits there with this bizarre look on her face. I mean, these people are doing this on purpose and it's called the Podesta plan. And so I'm sure the Pentagon knows about this. The problem is most of those top generals are globalists. People that don't know, they've been put through all the schools. They don't get promoted unless they're globalists. Most of our generals have been bad since the 90s. They teach them at the Army War College. I've read these reports that literally America needs to end. We need to be part of a world government. The communism is good.
So let's just narrow it down. If you really believe that widespread civil unrest preparatory to civil war is coming, if Chuck Schumer, you know, one of the senior senators, is calling for it, then you really need to make sure the military is under control, that it's not politicized, that it's not, you know, that it reports to the president as it's constitutionally mandated to do. Like, the military is the key, correct?
Yes, and I loved Hegseth's speech, and that's the right direction, but we need more of that. And a lot of the generals were rolling their eyes, giggling, putting their heads in their hands. And I guarantee you, you just go, okay, who's that guy? Look at his record. He's going to be a commie, a leftist.
But wouldn't you, I mean, it would be almost an emergency situation. You would need to make certain that the general officers in your military were loyal to the Constitution.
Exactly. And the left and the corporate media act like if Trump wants prosecutions, he's not supposed to do that. No, he's a chief law enforcement officer. We elected him for that. We elect one man in the general election.
you know, all of us vote, have the ability to vote for, you know, for only one position. And so it's not Trump's right. It's his duty. It's only the president that makes a special oath, not to just protect, preserve, and defend, you know, but protect and defend like the rest of the military do, but to protect and preserve and defend. He's supposed to preserve the republic. So 400 troops to Chicago, 200 to Portland. This is nothing. They're openly waiting to gear up the violence. Then they're going to false flag, I believe, some of the illegal aliens or traditional black college, which I predicted this before. They evacuated the traditional black colleges a month ago.
I didn't even know that. Why?
And said, Charlie Kirk supporters are coming to kill you. Then it turned out it was a false flag. They admitted fake calls. That's the left. Because they, Carville and Podesta and all of them, John Podesta, have said on TV, now that they've gone live with the Podesta plan when Trump was president-elect, and then once, you know, he got in, there's hundreds of videos of them all on there saying, Carville, now listen, it's 1776 part two. I can't really do his voice. Can't do a Louisiana voice. Sorry. He said, black people got to be ready. Trump's coming to kill you with Tom Homan. You got to have your guns and be ready. The View, we got to be ready to fight and die. They're coming to kill us. On CNN, you know, they'll be sitting there debating, yeah, Trump's coming with the military to kill black people and Hispanics. Then I think, well, where could there be a group of Hispanics, an illegal alien demonstration or something, then somebody from a parking garage mows a bunch of them down, blames it on some Trump supporter, or where is a bunch of black folks by themselves, traditional black college? So I've been saying that for 8-9 months, seeing their programming, how they're saying Trump's going to kill masses of Hispanics and blacks. Well, where can they do a false flag? Those two places and a few others. Then a month ago, they evacuated most of the black colleges for a week, saying Charlie Kirk supporters are coming to kill you, trying to piggyback on that and create this illusion that Trump supporters blamed black people for this. No, we blame, if you believe the official story, some, you know, trans supporter cult member. So absolutely, going back to your point, there needs to be Pentagon mobilization. Trump needs to address the nation on this, talk about the Podesta plan. Any of his crew, I can send it to him, can put a reel together like he did when they said no South African farmers were being killed. He just showed a 5-minute video, devastated them. I can send them a 10-minute clip of hundreds of clips of top Democrats saying Trump's coming to kill the migrants. He's coming to kill the blacks. We got to rise up. We got to have a civil war. And then I can show the quotes from the Podesta plan laying this out. This is the official Democrat Party battle plan with production movies, $350 million budgets, civil war, promoting it. Now the new movie, Battle After Battle, with DiCaprio, where it's set in a fictional fantasy land in the U.S. where they have this hot sex and it's so awesome, and they go around with plastic explosives and dynamite machine guns killing ICE officers all over the U.S. and freeing Hispanics from concentration camps. So Hollywood's not, you know, making its constant Holocaust movies about World War II. They've moved on to the new Holocaust that isn't happening. The first one did, of you know, just Tom Homan just machine gunning Hispanic women and raping them in dungeons. I mean, you know, it's like Machete Kills, where there's Don Johnson shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach with deer rifles. Didn't happen, folks. But Hollywood is providing this background right on time for these uprisings. There's planning because the globalists are losing. This is their last big move. And I'll say it again. The Podesta plan, the Podesta plan, we've got to get the Podesta plan that we're now living in the launch of in front. So Trump's declared Antifa, domestic terrorist, international terrorist. He said they're going after Soros, which I know the DOJ is. That's great. But this is the Democratic Party running it. That's why they say Antifa doesn't exist, because we got documents 10 years ago through Friends of Democracy and Alexander Soros, where they command them in each city, give them orders where to attack, what to do. It is all 100% specifically road-mapped out, open and shut, racketeering, domestic terrorism, send them to prison with the documents we have.
I mean, since it's all happening out in the open, how do you, so once that starts, it's pretty hard to pull back from it. You know, violence has its own logic, and it makes people totally unreasonable, and it does so generationally, and it's just like the worst thing ever. How do you stop that?
You have all these entitled illegal aliens. You see the videos every day where ICE has to wait outside the state courthouses or jails when they're releasing some guy with, you know, huge rap sheet, been deported before, and his wife and baby will be in the car. And then the ICE comes over, like two or three of them and says, hey, get out of the car. We know who you are. They go, no, no, no. Then a mob comes over and starts attacking ICE. We've seen these countless videos. The underdog is ICE. They've got less than 10,000 agents with 20-plus million illegals just under Biden here. And to answer your question, the left is so entitled that these illegal aliens aren't illegal alien MS-13 people from El Salvador. No, they're Maryland man. And so Trump has to address it and explain to people that these illegal aliens, the Islamicists, the left, the Black Lives Matter, the Trantifa, the Tranny Antifa, they are all in one big coalition. They all communicate with their rhetoric and their attack plans. And they're all saying that as soon as they have the catalyzing event where a bunch of their people get massacred, it's in movies, it's in the Podesta plan. I've got countless videos. You see them all the time. We're out at the rally. They go, you just wait till Trump kills a bunch of us. And then once we have that pretext, even MSNBC said our constituents want blood. They want a triggering event. I mean, they're just like, once the triggering event comes, you're all dead. We're burning everything down and we're coming to your houses. And Antifa and these other groups have targeted lists that have come out of whose houses they're going to. Governors, talk show hosts, everybody. Tucker is on the list. I'm on the list. We've caught them outside my house, folks. Okay. I'm just going to leave it at that. I haven't stayed at my house in months. It's gotten that bad. I mean, I stay there.
You haven't stayed at your house?
I don't stay at my house anymore. I stay there as much as my children don't. Because I mean, they're there. It's targeted. And as soon as they kick this off, there are people that are first on the list that they're planning to come get. Cause I'm not trying to, you know, this Tucker, you're smart. When they really launch this, it's not going to be them knocking your door down in DC. It's going to be a, you know, group of meth heads rolling up with Molotov cocktails. And they've got these undercover videos in Austin and Portland and everywhere, hours of them. And it shows inside these warehouses where they give them drugs and money and food and the NGOs. And they're just all in there ramped up and ready with guns and weapons. And then just as soon as they give them the green light, they are going to just pile in their vans and come to kill. Well, just think of Helter Skelter times 10,000. Think it's the Manson family times 10,000. They've got Manson family groups in every major city and most small towns, literally that would make the cast of Chainsaw Massacre look like choir boys ready to go.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, these are the shock troops of whatever, the nihilists, the atheists, of course. That's always the way it works. I don't see that anything's been done about any of this.
Well, I think Trump is smart, but he's so insulated his whole life, you know, in golf courses and the presidency and all that. He's gone through a lot of hell, but he's insulated seeing law and order around him and has no idea what it's like for me personally. I mean, Austin, where I've lived since high school, used to be a beautiful, safe city. It's everybody's houses get invaded. Everybody's cars get broken into. Our reporter in March, just got executed in the parking lot of his apartments. And I've said 98% chance it'll be a Hispanic gangbanger or black gangbanger, not because I'm being mean to Hispanics or blacks. Well, it turned out I was right on both. Mainstream media said, or legacy media, Jones puts out racist announcement, predicts Jamie White has been killed by some race-based gang of Hispanics.
So this guy got murdered, but the real problem is that you're a racist?
Yes, and then they...
The real problem is he got murdered.
Absolutely, and a mile from my office.
And who was it?
Well, it turned out I was right on both counts. So two of them were charged with murder, one. They participated. One is Hispanic and literally on his Facebook had Mexican flags and La Reconquista and Take Over America, Down with America. The other guy cut a rap song, black guy, about how he killed that Jamie White, that white guy, F him. So they were able to find them off their cell phone data and they were driving a stolen car when they killed him in the parking lot. But the point was my reporter was killed and both individuals charged with murder. One, the police said it's also racially motivated because they both talked about how they love killing that white guy. So we're told there's not these crime waves. We're told this isn't going on.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of like, I love to kill white people going on and it's tolerated and celebrated.
Well, remember what happened with Charlie Kirk? I mean, tens of thousands of leftists just saying, kill his family, kill his wife, kill all the Republicans. And then take this attorney general candidate that's been in the lead, Jones in Virginia. He said the same thing they keep saying, the same thing people said about Charlie Kirk's wife, kill her and her kids and her parents because they're all racist. Cause so
he's in the kill the whites. He said,
kill these legislators and he said by their names and kill their kids.
All white legislators.
All white. He said, yeah, kill these white people and kill their kids and then to teach their wife a lesson. So he says, we're literally going to leave your white women.
This guy's running for attorney general.
Yes.
And I think he's still getting, 45% of Democrats supporting him.
And they won't decry him. And the reason I go back to that, folks, is we've been so taught, it's totally a lie, that only whites can be tribal. All humans are tribal. And because
whites don't seem tribal at all.
I was about to say, since whites have had it bred out of us to not be tribal, we're like a dodo bird. True story, dodo birds. They pull up at Galapagos Island. There's this giant bird twice the size of a turkey, huge amounts of meat on it, never had a natural predator. It just walks right up to sailors. They can just whack it on the head with an oar. And within a few years, there were no more dodo birds. Anybody's ever been around a sanctuary that has big fences around deer that have ever been hunted? They just walk right up to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing. So that's how white Westerners are, is literally like deer being dumped out in northern Canada with wolf packs.
Yeah. I'm white. I don't feel tribal really at all. I never have thought that way. I mean, in fact, I've sort of tried not to think that way because I think it's, bad. It leads to division and war. But yeah, no, they're the only ones who are that way. Everyone else is totally tribal, openly tribal. They're encouraged to be tribal.
Well, that's because in the West, the Renaissance, it was about Christianity and technical skills and what you brought to the table and a meritocracy.
Yeah.
And so Christians are like, hey, we can bring in other groups if it's a meritocracy, which you can do.
Yeah.
And Charlie Kirk, the fake quotes are, black women can't fly planes, they're dumb. Said nothing even close to that. No, he said, we don't have a big enough pool of black women trying to be pilots. If we had a big enough pool and enough training, they're great, but you can't lower standards. That's not black women are dumb and can't fly planes. But that's what they do is they misrepresent this, and then they create this existential envy, the globalist trillionaire class, so that while we're all fighting with each other, divide and conquer, they can rule over us. It's that simple. Their big fear is the classic American system of meritocracy. But if you get rid of the meritocracy and just say, we're going to put this guy in who's an illegal alien in, Iowa over a huge school district. He doesn't even have a degree of any type. And then when he got busted with guns running from the police, the left came out and rioted and protested and said, we don't care if he doesn't have a degree. We don't care if he's a liar. We don't care if he's an illegal alien. We want an illegal alien with a criminal record who doesn't even have a high school degree being our superintendent of schools, one of the biggest school districts in the country. I mean, that they're at war with meritocracy. They're at war with, but oh, there's not a there's meritocracy in the NFL and the NBA and in golf, because in sports is the final frontier they want to get rid of, because people can see it's about, the whole world really is a meritocracy. And so there are people of every color and group that can excel, but you've got to actually excel. You get rid of meritocracy, civilization collapses. The modern West has been about meritocracy. And that is the unifier. You can have anything you want. You can be anybody you want, but you've got to be able to execute and perform it.
Once you get rid of that, then you just revert to tribalism.
Absolutely.
Then it's just, I'm promoting my cousin.
Yes.
Or let's have all my friends from, Delhi come here.
And I've got a bigger gang than you. And right. So we're going to be in charge. And then the gangs squat in the ruins of the once great civilization, just like when the Visigoths and Ostrogoths sacked Rome in 410. And then it all just collapsed and grew into wilderness in a few years. And everybody left it because it was just a big empty tomb.
Yeah. It's the Bombay train station with trees growing out of the windows. Yeah. No, I've seen it a lot around the world. And, that can't happen here, but it feels like we're moving toward that very, very quickly. So how do you stop that?
You have to recognize that the Larry Finks and others think they're above the law. They think they're invincible. They've got their big.
It's more than that. I'm sorry. They hate us, actually. There is hatred. It's not just neglect. It's not just I'm in it for the money. Larry Fink could probably have made more money without ESG, actually.
Oh, I agree. Oh, I was
right.
Saying.
So it's not it, but the point of ESG is to destroy the civilization. And what's the point there? It's not just so they can like leave in their escape pod. It's because they hate the civilization.
Exactly. In fact, they're suicide bombers. They're economic, cultural suicide bombers. I was about to say, Larry Fink, one time I was flying in a private jet, somebody was flying with over Connecticut. They go, look, there's Larry Fink's giant compound. And you can see the big fences and the thousands of acres and, security guard stations. The point is he thinks that he can wage war against us and that he's going to be insulated. He's got to be exposed. He's got to be spotlighted.
Of course.
And we got to let him know that we're going to blame you. So you think you can replace Klaus Schwab because he's so unpopular? Well, you're going to be more unpopular than him. So I totally agree. We have to admit that they're waging war on us.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.